Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Stand-Up Comedy Show. I'm Comedy. This dude over here is Seth, and we're going to get into the show right now for y'all. K-Ballin' Menace, what's going on, guys? Glad to see you back. Welcome to this Sunday episode. Sunday, fight night. Me and Seth get to fucking fight each other. Let's go.
Please don't punch me. No, put him down. Whenever I hear Colby do this, 3 seconds before I turn the mics on, I know something's about to happen.
Yeah.
No, and that was beautiful.
I blew out of nowhere.
They also all showed up at exactly
the right time.
The exact right time.
Good. That was all for you.
I mean, technically the whole show is all for them.
I mean, that's true, but yeah. That specifically was for
I was
you.
Just amazed. Look at all these hogs in chat.
That's a lot of hogs,
man. That is a lot of hogs. And there's also just a random Gungan thrown in there, which I really enjoyed. Just a random Gungan, you know? Just Jar Jar's in there with the hogs. You know, it's like one of those memes. It's like week number two, and they still don't know I don't belong. You know, those memes. It's like that, but with a Gungan. He's just in there with a pair of
they
hogs.
They are pretty close.
I mean, yeah. They both
the eyes and the ears could probably be switched.
Like,
but
Jar Jar's eyes kind of look like hog ears.
Yeah, they
or
really
do a hog ears look like Jar Jar's eyes?
I think the hog came first.
Oh, it was supposed to be the X-Files scene, but it sounded nothing like it.
Terrible.
Well, hey, guys. X-Files how are you guys doing out there? It's Sunday.
It's Sunday.
Colby showed up 20 minutes before the show today. It was very weird.
Yep.
It was very weird. He ate lunch. Mm-hmm. That part's not weird, but it was just weird that he was here.
No.
Like, I heard knocking at 40 till, or 40,
vigorous.
40 after, 20
vigorous
till.
Vigorous, hard knocking.
And I was just like, is that Colby? And then I went and looked, and yeah, sure enough.
Yeah.
There was Colby. With a bag of Wendy's.
I woke up at 1:20.
So you literally woke up, put on clothes, drove to Wendy's, came here?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I got muscle relaxers from my doctor.
Your hashtag worked.
My back hurts.
Okay.
I sleep.
So you did the back brace thing, and now you've decided that it's just time to medicate.
Yeah.
You did the back brace for what, 48 hours?
No, I did it for like 2 weeks.
You did not?
Yeah.
Not all the time.
Not all the time.
Did you wear it at
I'm
the office?
Sitting.
Is that what you
yeah.
were doing? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Just not here.
No. No.
Is that because you're so de-stressed here, your back doesn't hurt?
No.
Okay. Well, I can hope, man.
Definitely not. Probably the opposite. I should have worn it here.
You probably should. Your posture right now looks horrendous.
That's not great.
No. It looks
comfy.
Like, is it?
It's where my back is placed.
Okay, man.
Because if I... Oh, God. Yeah, this hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel bad for you, man.
Well, see, I can't reach my mic then. If I'm like this. Yeah, see, nope. That's still too quiet.
It's fine.
Just got to scoot up.
There you go, yeah.
There.
Yeah, Ball and Hobo says, what about massage therapy?
I've done that. I've gone to 2 massages. One sucked, and one was in Vegas, and that one ruled, and both
did. You got a massage in Vegas?
Oh, yeah.
That's
way too expensive.
How much was it?
It was like $120.
Oh, my God. Actually, you know, that's not too bad. I feel like massages here are like 60 or 70, right?
Yeah, I think they're 60.
Because Chris always wants one, but we can't afford it. Yeah. So whenever we splurge, you know, like for her birthday or something, I feel like it's like 60 or 70.
I think it's 60.
Yeah, that's double the price for Vegas.
And it was a much better massage.
I mean, yeah, I feel like you pay double, get a better massage, it's worth it.
It was very deep.
I feel like you also are still wearing your headphones without any of the plastic ear cuffs to support it. It now looks like the headphone has become a part of your head. Like, doesn't that crush your ears, man?
Nah. Why would it crush my ears?
Well, because they're, like, on your ears.
Yeah, but my ears are pretty close to my head.
I didn't know that about you.
They're pretty
flush to your face,
pretty
you're
flush.
Right. Like, my ears, they stick out. They stick out quite a bit. So.
No, this is, like, perfect.
Okay.
These are good. I can hear, and they're not shitting black stuff all over me.
We broke the headphones, and that improved it for Colby. That's what we're to believe for today. So
when you're stupid,
that's what we took off.
Puffy stuff starts ripping, just like ripping off like that.
Yeah,
that's never good.
I have none left, but I mean these headphones were $10, and we bought them 4 years ago. So
and see, they work without the puffy.
Yeah,
thing, so
I mean honestly, it's best $10 I've ever spent. You know how much these headphones get used?
A lot.
I mean, they sound pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, they're no Beats by Dre.
They're not anything. Oh, I asked Pinella for my Beats back.
Why did he even have them in the first place?
I think I left them over there when I had my drum set over there. I was using them for my drum headphones.
Okay, okay.
And then I just left everything over there.
Yeah, that sounds like you.
And so I moved my drum set back to my parents.
But not the
headphones.
Forgot
the headphones.
Okay.
I've seen the man wear them.
Of course, it's
streams.
A nice pair of Beats.
Yeah.
Wait, he's wearing them on his streams?
Yeah. I don't know how recently, but I remember seeing it recently.
Just no shame.
Yeah. And so I messaged him Saturday.
You're never getting
the day before
back.
I left for Vegas.
Yeah.
Saying, hey, man, do you have those Beats
right.
I used to have?
Oh, like, I lost them in the move.
I don't know, man. They're probably somewhere in a box somewhere.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like, I don't know if I could just get them. I'm at the fair tonight, so I don't think
I'd
get them.
I would have to, like, look before I went or before or after I get back, you know?
Yeah.
And then I couldn't wear them. Because you would have them, and that's going to be a problem for me, because, you see...
He sent me a picture.
One of him wearing the Beats, and like says, if you want these back,
it
it'll be $100.
Proof of life, but I can't download the fucking picture.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah. I click it, and then it takes me to the last picture he sent me that actually downloaded properly.
What?
It's the weirdest thing.
When was that?
What?
The proof of life thing.
I think that was like Sunday.
Can we plug it in? I got software. Can we try to figure it out?
No.
Why?
I can't get it.
No, we're going to try to figure it out. Plug it in there. We'll go right to his message. I promise I won't look at your pornography. Just plug it right into there.
I'm going to hack my phone.
Yeah, dude, I'm hacking it. I'm going to hack it right in front of you as you stare at it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let me just
you
run this
just
malicious code.
I don't trust.
Trust my computer, man. Trust it. Trust it. Remind me later. All right, it's got to upgrade your database, man. Your database is out of date. This is where I install all my spyware so I can look through his camera even when his phone's not on.
That's what I thought.
That's what I do all this. Okay. Here we go. No, I do not want to archive. See how nice I was? I did
Thanks,
not
bro.
Archive your stuff.
Don't
all right?
steal my stuff.
Okay, so now if I go to messages, all right, massages, could
Maybe.
I? My computer's very slow.
Maybe.
This is how you know that I'm actually not hacking you, because my computer would probably crash if I actually tried to hack anything. Okay, so it's got to load your messages. This will take a little second, so in the meantime, we can talk about something else.
You're just stealing all my messages right now.
Yes, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you can see what's happening.
I don't know what that program's doing, bro.
The name of the program is PhoneView.
Yeah.
Maybe it views your phone.
Maybe it downloads all of it as well.
I mean, you just saw me click don't download, though.
Mm.
You just saw me do it.
Mm-hmm.
In front of your face.
Okay.
Also, why would I want any of your stuff? Is there things of me on there?
No.
Then I'm not interested.
Okay, cool.
Wait, is there embarrassing stuff on Pinella?
No.
Okay, definitely not interested.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's very boring kind
of
stuff.
That's what I figured. Lots of stuff about your boring life. Probably a lot of Jamie Lannister memes. A lot of Red Sox quotes that you try to send to Brit to be relevant to
Jamie
her.
Jamie Lannister memes?
Yeah, you know. A lot of Game of Thrones related stuff.
And there's a lot of Game of Thrones photos.
Yeah, see, I knew there would be. I don't want any of that.
Okay.
I don't want to clog up my hard drive with your Game of Thrones memes that I don't that don't add any substance to my life.
I'm going to kill you.
You're nervous right now, aren't you?
Yeah.
I don't know why you're so nervous. Did
I see a progress bar and it's just downloading all the
Yeah,
photos.
It's downloading your messages. How many messages you got on this thing?
I haven't deleted
because that
messages.
That is a very slow process.
I haven't
bar.
Deleted messages off this phone since I got an iPhone.
And I'm going to have every message on your phone.
Yeah.
My God, dude! That's stupid.
Oldest message I have is from 2013.
2013?!
Yeah. Let's probably delete some of those.
Why?!
I don't know. I don't delete anything. Because once it's gone, man.
No, that's why I have this program. See, with this program, I can take every text you've ever sent, any photo included, and put them onto a hard drive, then you can delete them. Because, like, Morris just said LOL hair. Just no context.
Why?
I don't know, but I love it, dude. See, I have a 16-gigabyte phone,
mm-hmm.
so I have to, like, once every couple months transfer everything off. So that's why I have this program. But, like, yeah, I mean, if you wanted to archive it, you could archive it. Wow. It would probably take longer than the length of this show to archive 5 years worth of text history.
Yeah. I deleted some.
I don't feel like you did.
I did.
I don't feel like you did.
Some.
I mean, don't you want to know your memories, man?
What do you mean?
Like, don't you want to go back and look at all those texts?
No, they're on my phone.
Yeah, but they're not. You can't actually read them.
Why not?
How can you go read your texts from 2014 with me? You can't do it, because you'd have to scroll for 150,000
yeah.
years.
I mean, yeah, for sure.
So, like, if you did it this way, you would have PDFs.
Yeah.
And then you could search by text, man. It's fancy technology, dude.
You stealing my
stuff,
bro?
Did you get a new text while we were talking?
Yeah.
Dude, Mr. Popular over here. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Now, I mean, your hair does kind of look kind of silly today.
You're silly. Fuck off.
I think from this angle in particular.
Why?
I don't know. It just looks like someone placed hair on your head. It doesn't really look attached to me. Did you just unplug it?
Yep. Now we don't get to know.
I broke your phone.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
What if it broke your phone, man?
That's fine.
I can't believe he did that.
Yep, sucks. Wow. Sucks for you. You made fun of my hair.
I didn't. Morris did.
Yeah, fuck you, Morris.
It's attached. Okay, you proved it. No. Wow. I'm so disappointed.
That game, ballin', was terrible.
I don't know how I can continue with this show right now.
No, we could stop.
11 minutes in?
Mm.
Wow. Well. We'll never know what proof of life is. I mean, what if it was actually someone he held hostage?
That'd be great.
Now you'll never know.
I won't know.
I don't know how this doesn't drive you crazy.
What?
It's that you don't know.
Nah, I don't give a shit.
But what if it's your headphones?
It probably is.
But you don't know.
More than likely it is.
But you don't
99% it's my headphones.
But there's that 1%.
Yeah.
And you don't care about...
No.
I don't understand. I'm bothered by it.
Well, I'm sorry.
This is like... What you're doing to me right now is what I did to you with the Christmas Vacation VHS video. Remember when I said that I wanted to find that alternate scene? And I hadn't done it yet, and so you all were like, why would you even bring it up if you didn't have the conclusion to this story?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what you're doing right now is that's the equivalent.
Sorry, bro. Shouldn't have even brought it up.
I hate everything about you, dude.
Shouldn't have even brought it up.
I hate everything about you. I just want you to know that.
I want to go Super Saiyan.
I'm sure you could Photoshop yourself into doing that, man.
I'm trying right now, bro.
I'm so mad. Alright, well, anyway.
Did it get it?
Did it get what?
Did you connect yours?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I closed it now because I don't need to back up my phone. I just did it the other day, so. He's not bothered by anything. So, yeah, Colby hated Gungeon. I think it was his third most hated game. Second. Might have been his second most hated. I think it was Cuphead then. Gungeon.
It was not.
Then,
it was not good.
Crash, I think, is how it ranked. So he did not. He never beat the first boss. So
nope.
But yeah, a lot of votes.
It was kind of a fun gameplay. It was just really hard.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I thought I was surprised that you ranked it so low, because you seemed to have a pretty good time doing it.
I mean, I've had worse times playing games. I think Dark Souls is down there.
So really, what we need to understand is Colby just makes up his rankings. Do we need to have like a 3-day cooldown on your games
Probably.
To rank them?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the worst game you've played, Coley Plays Games?
Dance.
Okay, just Dance.
Yeah, that was the worst.
Okay. All right. Then what?
Cuphead.
Okay, and then what?
Crash.
And then what?
Oh, shit, damn.
It's like you have your trifecta.
Cup and trifecta Dark Souls are tied. Then it's Crash, and then
really
it's
you hated Dark Souls more than Crash.
Yeah. Yep,
that surprises me too. Mm-hmm. That surprises me too.
Crash. I mean, it's just a matter of timing skill. I mean, so is Dark Souls, but it doesn't feel like it is as much as Crash is.
Yeah,
and
but
so
I feel you did better at Dark Souls than Crash though.
At the people, they would fucking die eventually.
No, that's not how
but
Dark
yeah,
Souls
no,
works.
That's not how it works. And fuck that game.
Which, what about Bloodborne?
That one was not as bad because that was like one of the first games, so I didn't know what to expect.
Okay.
But it's also really bad. I had a weird dream, not last night, the night before, that was kind of Bloodborne-ish.
Okay.
It was really weird. I was fighting weird demon creatures.
Okay.
And it got real gory. Like, I took like a sword horizontally, cut up this dude's face, and then out. And it was, like, the most brutal, like, final, the combat game, you know what I'm talking about?
Mortal Kombat?
That one. Yeah? It's like one of the most brutal finishes I've ever seen. Just so much gore. Just
you need therapy, dude. I don't even know what to tell you right now.
Plays Wheel of Fortune? I am so down with that.
Dude, you'd be terrible at Wheel of Fortune.
I'm good at that.
Colby's picking the game this week.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Damn it.
I mean, you said Spider-Man. Have you already changed your mind?
Oh, right. Yeah, Spider-Man.
He forgot.
I don't know if I'm going to buy it or rent it. I think I'm going to buy it.
That's a great South Park reference. It's Naggers. What did you think it was?
Nothing. Not going there, bro. Not going there, bruh.
I don't know what you mean. Going where? I don't understand. It's clearly Naggers, so
yeah.
I don't know what else it could be.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Naggers.
What?
Naggers.
Okay, let's just move on before we get banned from Twitch. NYAGGER, I believe, is what Colby just said, just for the record.
It's a weird Chinese last name.
Okay. So, how was your week, man?
Nagiras.
any...
Doubling down, man. Doubling down. How about you don't use this for an Instagram clip?
No, I won't.
Good, okay.
No, don't worry. It won't happen. So, how was anything about Vegas you forgot to tell us on Thursday, man? You see any interesting people?
I told you about the hobos with the chicken on chain, right?
Yes, you did.
Yeah. That's about it.
Can we take a break? Do we do that on this show? We go to commercial? Is that something we can do?
No.
No?
No.
No?
We're powering through, man.
All right, man. Hey, let's talk about Game of Thrones, man.
Okay.
How about that? Let's see how you feel about this. Have you seen this clip?
No.
Okay. Watch this.
What'd you do?
Well, Twitter sucks. Doing? Twitter sucks. Just deal with it.
I mean, it does, yeah.
Nice to meet you.
You're going George R. R. Martin.
Going backwards.
Why is it ending?
I don't know. Ask David and Dan when they come through. We could have gone to 11, 12, 13 seasons, but I guess they wanted a life.
So you wanted it to keep going.
Well, it you know, if you've read my novels, you know there was enough material for more seasons. They made certain cuts, but that's fine. We have five other shows, five prequels in development.
What?
That are based on other periods in the history of Westeros.
Oh, some
of
them fuck yes!
100 years before Game
of Thrones. Oh, yes!
5,000 years before Game of Thrones.
5,000 years?
Dude, yeah, that's when the first children. Children and the first men.
She wrote an amazing book called Who Fears Death that HBO has optioned, so I'm an executive producer on that, and we're developing that to be, I hope, then one of the next big.
How about you just finish your last fucking book, man?
Did you know?
How about you just do that? Focus on that.
Say, hey, let's have a chat.
David and Dan.
They're going to be doing Star Wars.
For, yeah, like 5 years that seven seasons was all they would go, and we got them to go to eight, but not any more than that. So I had accustomed that. There was a period like 5 years ago where they were saying seven seasons, and I was saying 10 seasons. And, they won. They're the ones actually working on it. So.
Is there a character that you would love to see
a
spin-off
with? He admits
he's
not working on it.
No, I'm committed to these prequels. I mean, I think this story ends when it ends. And I know all the actors, as great as they are, all the actors are anxious to get on and play other roles. They don't want to spend their entire lives playing one role. And that's fine. I mean, they've done other roles. We had such an amazing
not
cast.
Fucking though, I mean, it's the here Sansa tonight, is in the new X-Men, man.
Maisie
is
Williams,
that even happening
Sophie
anymore?
Turner, Sabelle Capelli.
Oh, I don't think so.
Mark Addy, who played Robert in the first thing. Great, great, great cast. I was
the guy who died in the first five episodes. That's who he mentions. Yeah, he wants to get on to other roles. You know. Yeah, we take away from that. He's never finishing his book. It's never going to happen.
Nah, he's learned from Stephanie Myers, man. Don't finish it. Just leave it open.
Well, I mean, everyone's going to know what happened. Like, are there still people out there that haven't watched the show because they want to read it first?
I have no idea. Because there are those people are crazy.
Well, like, I remember there were people out there that were like, can't watch this season because now it's spoiling the books. Mm-hmm. Like, around, like, season 5 or 6 or something.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't be doing that anymore, right? Like, how long do they wait for this man to finish his book?
How do you not see it on the internet?
It's a great question. It's a great question. Dude. Dude. Maybe have ghostwriters with the information necessary after he dies. I mean, well, he told the TV people what happens. So they know.
We just need the book, man. Just finish the damn book.
If he knows how it ends, just write the book.
Yeah. I don't know why he's not doing that.
I mean, if like it was one thing like 4 seasons ago where they're like, he's still working on it. But if the show is done.
That's been 4 years.
And the show is finished.
Mm-hmm.
And he just said the characters are done.
Yep.
This is the end of their story.
Right.
That means he knows how the story ends.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that he's just not writing the book.
Yeah.
And finishing the story.
Yep.
Because he's doing 5 prequels. Do we need 5 prequels?
Do we just need all that detail about, you know, when Arya's taking a crap in the woods and sees Ed Sheeran or something? Like, we need all that grimy details of the first seasons, yeah.
Dude, I don't know, work that man.
He knows the major plot points, but he doesn't know, like, you know.
Where are these 5 sequels going to air? Are they all going to be on HBO? All 5?
I really hope not.
Like, when are they going to air them? Are we just
probably
gonna get,
though, I bet.
Are we just going to get a show every 2 months, Game of Thrones? Like, January to February is this episode's? March to April's this?
You don't think they would work on them at the same time, maybe? Use the same budgets, kind of, to get the same effect?
Because I mean,
if you split the Game of Thrones budget up right now in between 4 different shows instead of just one, we're going to have a season every 5 years. It's going to take them so long to get shit done.
Dude. Netflix spent $8 billion last year on original content, okay? Mm-hmm. HBO can definitely afford it if they want.
I know.
Also, I think HBO is doing one of those things. It's like they're going to start doing more original content.
Mm-hmm.
But
isn't that what they've always fucking done?
Well, no, because what they do now is they do quality, not quantity. Like, they do original content, but they only do, like, 5 or 6 shows a television season, you know? Mm. Like, they have these 6 shows for the fall. They have these 6 shows for the spring. They have these 6 shows for the summer, you know?
Yeah. No, I've
now they're going to do 1 million shows just like Netflix. Like, Taylor saying stuff, Case saying stuff about things that... Prequels, like, obviously, I guess you guys want this. You want this?
Fuck yeah.
Dude, I just can't.
Didn't I tell you I watched the hour-long, like, animated bits of the history and lore?
I just can't imagine these are going to be good.
If they do them well, it would be awesome.
What, do you think they will? 5 of them?
I mean, it depends on their budgets.
One's going to be better than another, right?
I mean, there's a lot of good
stories. Because the people who run it can't run every show. There's not going to be, like, one guy in charge of all 5. Each one's going to have their own executive producers.
Yeah.
Each one's going to have their own cast. Each one's going to have their own staff
writers.
There could
be a Kevin Feige, man. There could be.
A Game of Thrones Kevin Feige?
Yeah.
You think it's that guy? It's George R.R. Martin. He would be the guy. Because unlike...
He's going to be dead. It's the chick
Marvel,
that was next to him.
Which has decades worth of books to draw inspiration from, Game of Thrones is that man's creation. That big, bearded douche who won't write.
Yeah.
It's all up here. It's like Harry Potter. Like, you can't just make Harry
notes,
Potter.
Man. You could just... He'll have tomes of notes.
It's like to say, like, all these one-man worlds, like Lord of the Rings, Narnia, Harry Potter, they're all either written by the people who made them, or they're mocked relentlessly, like when they made The Hobbit into 3 movies. People that are like... Remember that?
No, what did you just say?
It wasn't how it was in the books, but I said it like an angry netbeard. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, you can't make up stuff that's not in the book. People get mad. But if there is no book, how do you make it?
Well, that's better. Then,
like,
you don't have the comparison.
Well, that's the only reason, like, the Fantastic Beasts work, right? Because J.K. Rowling's writing them.
Is she?
Yeah. Like, if someone else came up and was like, I'm going to do this with Harry Potter, people would get real mad.
Yeah, they already did.
Yeah, Cursed Child. Yeah. People lit that book on fire,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it was not. I heard. Yeah,
and she was involved in that. Mm-hmm. Imagine if he was. You think George R.R. Martin's going to oversee the writing for all five of those shows?
Fuck no.
I think he would have to.
No.
Otherwise, some of them are going to suffer.
Uh-huh.
Because you can't deny that
that man is
the reason
that Game
of Thrones is good.
But not be in charge of. He'll be in the writing process.
For all
actual,
five shows?
Yeah, I mean,
that is
somewhat.
So much work.
Somewhat. I'm sure he didn't put in every single detail of season 7 or 8. I'm assuming that he just gave the major points where you needed to hit. I think. Probably that spoiler list you got is his amount of work put into that.
All I'm saying, dude, is that right now he can't finish his book because he's got one series.
Maybe it's finished,
about.
Man, and he's just holding on to it.
He's finished.
holding on to it until
he's
dead.
Why would he
dead.
Do that? He's going to make so
until
much money.
Until he's dead. Yeah, he will make even more
dead.
Money. He has children.
Does he?
I don't know. I really don't.
That man absolutely just has like a waifu pillow and that's it, man.
A what now?
Wow, you're such a normie. Dude,
a waifu pillow?
Don't worry about it.
Is it an anime pillow?
Yes.
Okay.
Like a big body pillow with a naked
right.
anime.
Yeah, 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 for sure. No,
that's all.
Gotcha.
That's all he's got. Mm-hmm. That's what he's trying to procreate.
See, I know what it is. I did not know the name.
Yeah.
You knew the name.
Yeah. Don't judge me. I'm on the internet a lot.
Judgment.
Ball and Hobo. I also like The Hobbit a lot. So
the movie sucked ass.
Dude, you suck. Okay.
The only good part of that
port was the entire part of it
was the Benedict Cumberbatch.
The best part of The Hobbit was when it started until it ended.
Nah.
And then that other
the
part
first,
weren't good.
The first movie was awful. The Battle of the Five Armies was awful.
That's the last one.
The whole...
So you only like Desolation of Smaug?
The whole Smaug shit is great. Yeah.
Remember when Benedict Cumberbatch did the mocap for that and he like crawled around like...
Yeah, man.
That's awesome.
It's fucking awesome.
That man's a god.
Yeah.
That man's a god.
He could turn shit on like crazy, man. I wouldn't want to be that dude's friend. He seems like a nice guy, but he could turn crazy real quick.
Dude, that's how I feel literally being friends with you.
Well, you know what? I've never stabbed you. I've threatened.
You've got close, and
I've
you have poked
a lot,
me very hard with keys.
But
which is close to stabbing. Okay, he's 70 years old. He was married for 4 years, 1975 to 1979. And then he was married. Now he's married to Paris McBride, Danny's sister, probably with him, I guess, right?
Right.
There she is, dude. You know what? I don't know what I expected, but this lady looks like. I mean, that looks like a happy couple, right?
Yeah, they look like brother and sister.
They do.
I think they have the exact same face on right now.
If you put that into Photoshop and did a face swap,
right, it'd be
it
pretty
change.
Fucking damn similar.
Like, if we Snapchatted this and did the face swap, mm-hmm. you would be like, is it working? Right? Because they look exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. Dude, does he wears the same thing all the time, too, doesn't he? He's one of those people.
Yeah. Like, yeah, why three movies?
Why does he have a giant Motorola logo?
Why couldn't it
have
just been two
on
movies?
His blinds?
What's wrong with two movies, man? Why has everything got to be fucking three?
Are you talking about The Hobbit again?
Yeah.
Dude, three movies is great. I want more. They should have done 15 movies.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
That would have made it shit.
Dude, but you know what your logic right now, what you're saying about The Hobbit is literally my point about five Game of Thrones series, right?
No, because...
We had 9 hours of The Hobbit, and
the
it was
Hobbit
too much.
Is
but
a set book. There is no extra lore about that book specifically in that time period. So you're telling me you would rather have 13 movies of that single book or 13 different shows about a 10,000-year time frame of lore with different characters, different places, different things happening... Different mythical
but
creatures.
Those, you,
stuff.
But those things don't... Do those things, exist in Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
So you're telling me there's more lore for Game of Thrones than there is for Lord of the Rings?
Probably not as much, but...
Okay, so they... So,
but I'm saying there's not that much in The Hobbit. If you went to the Silmarillion, then you would be like, you got a lot
right,
of shit to work with.
But they drew from those sources.
No, they didn't. They
yeah,
drew
they
from
did.
The Hobbit, and
no.
that was it. That was it.
No, I don't know enough.
No, no, you will die.
Like, what you're saying about The Hobbit is my exact point about Game of
yeah,
Thrones.
Yeah, but I just proved my point that it's not the same thing.
But it
so.
Is. You're just a fanboy about the Game of Thrones. George R. R. Martin could poop in a bag. That's what you're saying to me, because you love Game of Thrones that much. So,
dude.
Well, Taylor just said it right there. His wife said he can't kill Arya or she'd divorce him. So obviously Arya's going to die. That's why he can't finish the book. Because if he finished he'd get divorced. So she's got to die or he's got to die. Then the book gets out and then that's his last, like, that's his last FU to his wife.
Dude,
like,
kill
she's dead,
Sansa.
Divorce me now.
Kill Sansa. I give no shits at all about her.
Dude, honestly, at this point, I have waited so long.
You just want everyone to die?
I don't care about any of the characters anymore.
Oh, man, you're the worst.
Well, I mean, I feel like I do need to go back and watch all of them again, because I don't, like, you're hyped because you just finished watching it.
I'll start it again
right.
tomorrow.
Like, I forget most of what happened.
Well, then rewatch the fucking shit, man.
Because I just don't care. Like, don't you go through that, like, if you binge something on Netflix, and then, like, you have to wait a year for the next 13 episodes, and you're like, God, that show is so good, and then a year later, you're like, I don't even remember what happened in the last 13
episodes. That's why
episodes.
You rewatch them!
Dude, who has all the time, man? Also, you're very alone with the
That's
Sansa.
Fine.
Except Morris is with you, but remember, Morris made fun of your hair.
That's fine too.
I mean, it wasn't fine when you ripped the cord out of your phone. Yep. You never know what proof of life meant. Mm-hmm. I'm still upset. I'm not going to move past it. So.
Well, that sucks.
And then you said the N-word. So, but yeah,
I said no such thing. I said a very
highly honored Japanese
family name.
I thought it was Chinese.
I was wrong.
I want who do you want to live? If you had to pick two characters. To live.
Khaleesi, dead.
I said live, not die. You just killed someone.
Yeah, I did.
I didn't... Your only thing you can communicate
Tyrion,
is hate.
Tyrion, dead. Jon Snow, dead. His whole family, dead.
Okay, well, you just killed Arya.
Mm-hmm.
You just killed Sansa.
All of them dead.
So who's alive?
The White Walkers. Ned Stark comes back from the grave. Takes over. He is the Night King. Oh, man. No.
You're dumb.
I want Jon over Khaleesi, I think.
To live.
Yeah.
Okay. The red beard wildling.
Yeah,
what's his name?
Man.
Tormund?
Tormund. He needs to live. I want the Hound to live. Tyrion.
Didn't he die?
No.
I thought the Hound died. Oh, that's right. He came back from the dead.
Yeah. He was one of the dudes that goes the spoiler north of the wall with Jon at season 7.
I have no memory of that.
God fuck you.
Dude, I'm telling you, I need to rewatch it.
Yeah.
It's been too long, dude. It's been too long.
I just rewatched the Hobbits kind of parts of the parts that I wanted to watch, and they were still really bad.
Dude, you're
and the only surviving benefit of that is watching the Sherlock group play the Hobbit. It's great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cool, man. No. What about Theon Greyjoy?
He can fucking... I want him to get tortured again. Cut his dick off again. Please. That man... I don't care about his redemption arc. I don't. I don't care at all.
Oh my god, dude. Show just sucks. It just sucks, man.
Shut up. Love that show.
I know. I just said it sucks to make you angry.
I love that show.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was the closest thing that I've ever gotten to feeling like watching Helm's Deep for the first time again.
Really?
Yeah.
That dude.
The Battle of the Bastards was the craziest thing I've ever seen
so
in TV.
So stupid.
Nah,
everyone
crazy.
Is so hyped about that stupid thing. It's just a bunch of bodies falling. Who cares?
Do you care about anything?
Yes.
I hope The Witcher 3 sucks
so much. I care about Henry Cavill.
I hope
Witcher.
They put in $3 for the budget of that thing.
You know what?
And
I don't care.
He's just out in the backyard swinging a sword at trees.
I saw a photo of him with the rider, and he was starting to grow long Geralt hair, and I just immediately, I was like, that's honestly all I need. I'm already satisfied with how good the TV show is.
I can't believe he's playing Geralt.
Dude, it's good. And don't call him Gerald.
Gerald. His name Gif is Jif. It's Gif Jif, bro.
It's not the guy
it's
from
Gerald.
Arnold.
Gerald. Hey, Gerald.
Gerald of Nivea. Yes, no. That's him. Yep.
Gerald.
Yep. Gerald. Geralt.
Gerald. Girl.
You know who says it wrong?
Girl.
Panella. You want to be like him?
Yep, I'm fine with that.
Okay. All right.
Girl. So, girl, Henry Cavill's playing girl.
Yeah, I'm fine with girl.
Girl?
Yeah, I don't mind girl. I minded Gerald.
Gerald.
That I minded.
Gerald.
Yeah.
Gerald of Tibia.
I think Panella called him Geralt, I think is what he called him. Like, he just did the wrong G. And like, because me and Luke would make fun of him because we'd watch him play it on stream, and like, some, like a, it's all voiced. Like a character would be like, "Geralt, come here," and he'd be like, "All right, I'm coming. I'm Geralt." Like he would hear it said, and he would still.
He probably did it because he's stupid.
I don't know if he can form "g" with his mouth. Like "g." He may not be able to do it.
It's Jude, man. It's all Jude.
Exactly.
I got
exactly.
You a gift.
Anyway, yeah, that's what I'm excited about. So, but.
I hope it sucks ass.
And Smash Brothers. Really, I hope it sucks. I'm really ass. Excited about Smash Brothers.
Well, your life is full of disappointments.
Why?
Because
those are two great things. I'm
those
very
are two
excited
terrible
about.
Things. They'll be bad.
No, they won't.
Mm-hmm.
No, they won't.
Yeah, they won't.
No, because I just got done telling you I'm already satisfied seeing a long-haired Henry Cavill. I'm already satisfied. Mm-mm. I can't be disappointed. I'm already happy.
Dude, how do you grow your hair out that long neck?
Dude, he's Superman, dude. He probably just looks in the mirror and it just starts growing like he's the Santa Claus, dude. That's probably what happens. We will never understand it.
Oh. I think kinda have, he's got to be taking like biotin supplements.
Dude, he
daily.
Can get whatever he wants. Also, I'm going to ban Morris Minor. You know, he made fun of your hair, now he's making fun of Smash. We got to get him out of here.
Do it, man.
Let's get him out. Drum him out of town.
Get him out of here. Tar and feather his bitch ass.
Take it back to the 1700s. Oh, man. Okay, do you want to talk about SpaceX? You want to talk about Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker? Do you want to talk about Marvel movies? Star Wars movies? Space Jam 2? Or...
Oh, wait. Yeah, that Space Jam 2 thing. I saw your tweet about that. I was like, what is this?
Yeah, it's Space Jam 2.
What? I thought it was the actual locker room of the Lakers, and there was a picture of LeBron James's cabinet
Thank you,
locker.
Taylor. You're right. You're right. So, Ryan Coogler.
Oh, of course.
He's the guy who directed the Black Panther.
Yep, of course.
He's gonna produce Space Jam 2. What do you mean, of course?
Of course.
What do you mean, of course?
Of course. They can't get any other black director. Not one.
Well, I mean, he's
it's
hot right now.
Gotta be Ryan Coogler.
He's hot right now.
Get out.
You gotta get the hottest man alive to get do out. It. Also, look Dude. At LeBron James's beard right here.
Yeah,
like.
It's bad. It's really bad.
Like, also,
like
his glasses way high up on
he's
his
got
nose.
Two black rats on his face, man. They're kissing.
There's right just so much chin. About this photo. Like the hair running down the middle of his chin isn't centered, right? Okay, the
I
mustache.
Don't think he's charismatic.
The mustache
enough
is
Michael Jordan
fuller
man.
Over here than it is over here, right? His beard is actually perfectly symmetrical. It's ugly. Don't get me wrong, but it is amazingly styled.
That's two rats, man. They're good.
That's what it looks like. Yeah. Like, just yeah. crawling down his face. And, and I feel like his eyes should be centered in his glasses. Like they're too high up on his cheeks. You know, it'd be like this. Like this isn't right. Is it?
No.
No, that's what his glasses are like,
no,
though.
Yeah. I think they're too small for his face.
And like, I mean, generally, I wouldn't make fun of appearance because glass stones or glass stones in glass houses, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, right.
But the man's a multimillionaire; he can afford people to fix him.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yep.
Yeah. See, like right in the middle of your lenses, he's got them like up here. This is what he would be like. You know, you got to like put like the cheek up like that. There you go. That's it. Yeah, that's it right there. But you got to stare directly into the camera. Yeah.
I don't know. That's pretty inaccurate.
Yeah. Well, your head was too straight, I think. That's the problem. Or not crooked, I mean.
I got the Clooney tilt, man. I can't.
But anyway, you care at all straight. About Space Jam 2?
No, that makes me upset.
I'm trying to figure out who it's for.
Yeah, I don't
okay?
know.
Okay? Because...
What kids like LeBron James?
Well, that's
LeBron
what I'm trying to figure
James,
out. Like,
LeBron James.
Did you watch
LeBron
Space Jams?
James.
Space Jams. Did you watch
yes.
Space Jam? How old were you?
Really young.
Like, what, 8, 9 probably?
Yeah, man, probably.
That's like how old I think I was, mm-hmm. too. Like, that's when I was into basketball.
Yeah.
Like, my kid isn't into sports, but, like, so he's probably not the right kid to ask.
There's
like,
a lot of kids into fucking LeBron James.
But is this for us, or is this... For the kids.
I don't know. Is there any... Is Looney Tunes still a fucking thing?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I don't know.
Like, what
Bugs
kid...
Bugs Bunny still on, like, Cartoon Network or...
Oh, I don't know.
Shit.
I don't know.
I don't either.
But that's what I'm trying to understand is, like, our age, we care a little bit about Space Jam because of nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care about it because LeBron's in it. No. We don't care about it because of Looney Tunes are in it.
Well,
we care,
I hate it because LeBron's in it.
We care because it's Space Jam again.
Yeah.
It could literally be Charles Barkley again. In fact, I'd prefer that. Let's just put old Charles Barkley in it. You know?
That'd make a better
he's
movie.
He's just in there.
Like, really? Do
he's
you
just
think,
debating politics like, with
old
Bugs Bunny.
Uncle Drew just came out.
Right. I don't know who saw
I
that movie.
I feel like it did horrible.
It had to have.
Yeah, I don't know any one person who went and saw that.
Let's look. I mean, he's on the cover of Wheaties boxes.
Who?
Uncle Drew. Like, they tried, man. They tried to make it popular. It made $42 million.
Wow. That's more than I expected. It only made 1,800. No, 1 million? Yeah, 1 million.
Foreign. It made $42,469,946 domestically.
What do you think its budget was?
I don't know, man. I'm blown away by that.
Yeah, that's retarded.
That's unbelievable.
I mean, that's a real far off way from a billion, but still.
I mean, it made its money, though.
I'm sure.
So now Wikipedia, here we go. Its budget was $18
million. Wow.
It made $44 million.
Wow. Well, that's shitty.
In the United States and Canada, Uncle Drew was released alongside Sicario, Day of the Soldado. It was projected to gross $11 to $15 million its opening weekend. It made $6 million on its first day, including $1 million Thursday night previews. It went on to be at $15 million, finishing fourth at the box office behind Jurassic World, Incredibles 2, and Sicario.
Dude, do you still use your MoviePass?
No, we actually canceled it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, MoviePass, like, they got really strict. You could only see three movies a month.
Oh.
But, which would be fine, honestly. Mm-hmm. That would be okay. It's still worth the price. But they're only supported certain movies. So, like, Mission Impossible, never available. Like, when we canceled it last month. Like, it was, like, Crazy Rich Asians. Like two movies we had never heard of, and like Jurassic World. And those are the only movies out of the entire selection of theaters that we could actually go see with it. So it's just like, well, that's what people kept saying, but MoviePass always claimed that was fake news, that they were out of money. I mean, they kept going, so. Yeah, but the only hard thing about canceling is that you can't resubscribe for 9 months. So, like, we canceled it. We can't use it basically until summer of next year, which isn't a big deal. It's just like, it's stupid.
Yeah.
I guess they do that because, like, I don't want to see any movies in June, so I'm going to save $10. Like, whatever, dude. But yeah, we don't use it anymore.
Yeah, I was wondering because I was like, I can't remember. The last movie I went and saw was Mission Impossible.
Right.
Before that, it was Deadpool.
Yeah.
Before that, it was Infinity War.
Yep.
Before that, it was Black Panther.
Lots of Marvel, dude.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Other than that, I have not seen any movies this year.
Well, I mean, a lot of them suck.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I thought this one was going to suck, but apparently it made its money back.
Well, it says the film has an approval rating of 62%.
Jesus.
Average rating of 5.9 out of 10.
Well, I guess you know what you're going to get if you're going into a fucking Uncle Drew movie.
Kyrie Irving's crossover to comedy is amiable enough to score with basketball fans, but Uncle Drew is held back by formulaic direction and too much product placement. It has a weighted average of 57 out of 100 on Metacritic, and CinemaScore gave the average grade of A on an A-plus to F scale. So the people who saw it loved it.
Wow.
Uncle Drew. Dude, I don't understand it.
Well, that might be a good sign for basketball movies then, man.
I just can't.
Remember all those basketball movies we used to get? Like Mike,
yeah, dude.
And like
Thunderstruck.
Yeah,
with the one with Kevin Durant.
Jordan.
Air Bud.
Air that one.
The one with the dog.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, man. I mean, basketball is definitely popular. I just can't imagine that. Like, my son cares not at all about Space Jam. And I don't think that's because it's a sports movie. I think it's because it's old.
Yeah.
Like, I remember watching Space Jam being like, oh my god, it's Muggsy Bogues, it's Charles Barkley, it's Patrick Ewing, it's Michael Jordan, because that was, like, huge in the early 90s when I was a kid.
Yeah, Looney Tunes was really big. I don't think it's as big now.
No,
for sure.
I don't know,
There's other things, man.
So I just don't know if Space Jam is supposed to be us, like, targeting our age, or if they're trying to be a kid's movie again. What if it's, like, rated X and Lola Bunny just has a sex scene with LeBron James, dude? Wouldn't that be great? I'd pay
to
see that.
That would be so weird.
I'd watch that, though, wouldn't you?
That would be so weird.
You'd watch it, though, wouldn't you?
No.
Oh, it's because Brit's in chat.
I mean, maybe yes. Just to see the physics of it, yeah. But...
Well, I mean, I can explain the physics of it. I could Google it. I'm sure there's some images.
No way.
Are you saying there's no sex tapes of Lola Bunny?
I mean, there are those, but yeah. With LeBron James, I think it's too soon.
I don't think anything's too soon. I think if I've thought of it, it's already been done.
Oh, my God.
Just look, man. Oh, there's lots of Lola Bunny.
Yep, no.
Oh, I forgot he was in that Amy Schumer movie.
Oh, yeah.
Is this it?
Yeah, that's it.
This is it right here, right?
Uh-huh.
I thought so. I thought this was it. So sorry. Oh, sorry. We're on Twitch. I can't show that. TOS. TOS, dude. We're going to get banned for that.
Almost.
It's my bad, dude.
It was only up for a second.
Yeah, no. Just no one clip it and we'll be fine. It'll be fine. Don't want to violate TOS, man. Okay, so you care about Space Jam at all? Space Jam 2?
No.
I don't either.
I'm not going to see it. I'm not going to see it.
I think I'll see it.
Not in theaters.
I mean, no, definitely not. No, I'll probably watch it just because I feel like I have to, right?
You think they're going to make it more realistic?
No.
No?
No. You mean like that image I just showed on Twitch?
Yeah.
That kind of realistic. Right. Like she's an actual bunny.
Like, do you think Bugs Bunny is going to have, like, actual fur texture?
No, or definitely not. He'll just be a gray blob, just like always. He would have to be. A hyper-realistic Bugs Bunny is terrifying, I would think, right?
I mean, they can do it probably in a different way. I don't want to see it.
I mean, it just reminds me of, like, Nigel Thornberry or that Patrick one that one guy on Twitter makes. Have you seen those?
Yeah.
Like, I don't like those. Like, see, here's a hyper-realistic Mario. Like, that's disturbing. Like, that shouldn't exist, you know?
I don't think there's one of Bugs.
A lot of these are just really coked-out Bugs Bunnies.
Yeah.
You know? Here's one of Hey Arnold. Like, another example of, like...
That's fucked up. That kid has some sort of...
But that's what they would look like if disease. They were real, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, here's the Homer one. This is probably the most disturbing of them all.
That is pretty disturbing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... Oh, God. Some of these I haven't seen.
Jesus.
That's not okay, dude. That right there is not okay.
That's a Comedy Central article, man.
Dude, let's just look at this.
I did not know Comedy Central ran a blog.
Of course, dude. Everyone needs a blog. You gotta have a blog, dude. Okay, so here we go.
What was that one? Was that SpongeBob?
Yeah, it wasn't very good, so I skipped it real quick.
Popeye, that one's freaky.
Oh, well, there's a Homer.
That one's also freaky.
See, that one's... I don't feel like that one's very well done. That one's pretty well done. Like, it's terrifying, though.
Yeah.
You know what? That one's okay.
That one's fine.
Buzz Lightyear looks pretty good, actually. Oh, God.
I've seen that one.
That one's not good.
No.
There's Beavis and Butthead. You know, I've actually seen these people. They drive yee-yee trucks. Both of them. Both of them. Yee-yee trucks, yeah.
Oh, my.
You know, I think what it is The Simpsons is just messing with perspective. Like, that... Why does he have that expression? Hey, ladies, what's up, dude? Yeah, my name's Antonio, and I'm here to pick you up at the bar. Look at my black hair. It's Charlie Brown. Stewie. See, that one's not bad, you know? Adventure Time, is that what this is?
I think so.
He's not bad looking. Not bad. It's just a mouse.
That is just a mouse.
Okay, like, they didn't have to make him, like, a sunburn victim, and I feel like it would be...
Yeah, he's got puffy eyes, too.
More Adventure Time. That one's horrifying. I think you can tell which one is made by, like, the same artist, you know?
Yeah.
That one doesn't load. Okay, perfect. Well, that wasted a lot of time, so sorry, chat. If you want to end your life, I understand. Okay, Marvel, Star Wars, Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker, man. Jazz hands.
The Joker one.
You want to see the Joker? God, I hate
Is there
this.
A photo of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I want to see.
Okay. So, where's it at? Here we go.
What?
This is Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker. Okay, and then here's what he looks like in his makeup. Right here. So, yeah, what do you think, man?
That's just a clown.
Here's my problem. with all of this.
Mm-hmm.
How many times are we going to dress a fully grown man up like a clown and be like, wow, he looks so badass? And no one's going to be like, guys, we're dressing up a 50-year-old man like a clown.
Good question.
Like, I don't know why the fourth wall broke for me on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but it's just, I see it on Reddit all the time. Like, wow, he's so scary. I'm like, dude, he's just a fully grown man wearing clown makeup. Like, is he scary?
What?
Well, I think it is, because he's got this mask on. Also, the director put out a video that has this same look. So I think it's pretty much confirmed that this is what the Joker's going to look like.
That's... it's too much, man.
What do you mean?
That's why I like the fucking... you can't beat the Dark Knight. It's just too... that one's the most realistic.
Well, Ball and Hobo said, I'm sorry, but there are more villains than just the Joker.
Yeah.
It's just like... yeah.
It's just like... Heath just white, black, red.
Well,
done.
They made that
you
a part
do
of
that
his character.
In fucking 10 minutes,
right?
If that.
And they did that as part of
this
his character.
This guy sitting in front of a mirror, being
right.
like, "Yeah, let me get this one blue line straight down, perfect, perfect." Now a very, very thin line up, just very thin. Oh, I smudged it. Gotta
right, this
start
guy's
over.
Like in a makeup chair for 2 hours before he goes outside
go
to threaten
this.
People.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah, but he's also got. Where is it at? So, like, this is what he looks like without makeup. I mean, that's just Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
So, didn't they also confirm a Joker and Harley Quinn from the Suicide Squad cast? I'm not sure. I don't know what's going on.
They did.
I didn't know this was happening.
They also confirmed, like, a woman villain movie with, like, Harley Quinn, Poison Ivy.
With a sense of disarray in the DC movie universe right now, from Henry Cavill's departure as Superman to the oddly excited looking Shazam, there's a lot to keep track of. So he forgot there's multiple Jokers out there at the moment. There you go. Okay, it's understandable. While Jared Leto is slated to return as his tattooed gold tooth version of the supervillain from Suicide Squad, there's also another slightly more interesting sounding project in the works from director Todd Phillips, starring Joaquin Phoenix. A standalone Joker movie has been rumored for months. And the current buzz is it's not connected to the universe-building DC movies, and it'll be more of an 80s-set crime drama than the standard comic movie. That's enough to sound promising, since DC's other movies haven't done much to help the sense of superhero fatigue out there. And we got our first look at the new Joker earlier this week when Phillips released a teaser, with Phoenix looking extremely creepy, even without the makeup. So, here's like, this. This is what the director released. But I cry. Like, it's just Joaquin Phoenix standing there. Like, people are like, this is so creepy. Is this creepy? Or is this a DMV photo? And now he smiles, you know?
Yeah, that was really dumb.
I just don't understand why people are losing their minds about a man in clown makeup.
I think Pinella's Joker video was better than that one.
God, don't. Please, I tried to block that from my memory, man.
Should pull that one up.
I don't want to do it. It's gonna scare our audience.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Remember, Colby did this to you, chat. Okay.
Let me say, you got a better classic criminal out there and a better Joker in this guy right here. If you can find it. I mean, it was a while ago.
Is it on his Nuova account? Oh my god. Or is it on his unofficial Tony P account?
It might be the unofficial one.
I spelled it wrong.
God, get it right, man.
How do I spell? Unofficial. Dude, spelling's hard, man. Don't judge me.
There's eyes in it, man.
Well, isn't Ben Affleck done? Like, he's not Batman anymore, right?
I don't think so.
So, man, like, I mean, they're talking about, I can't,
row,
I just gotta be, it's gotta be Batman for me to get up, you know, into it. And it's like, he's not around anymore, right? Remember, Colby did this to you, chat.
Testing.
This is Colby.
1-2. 1-2.
I just like to bring the fact that this actually
Hello,
exists.
Good people of God.
In the world.
Now, I ask for all of you to remain seated. And no one try to be a hero. You're not.
Dude, this is so bad. Oh, I'm torturing myself with this, bro.
Try to call the cops. Those doors back there.
No, you gotta watch. Stare at it. You're making this happen. Open up.
Dude, my editing is on point, though.
It sounds like he's in a refrigerator.
Well, I didn't get the fucking audio.
No, I'm
just talking about the way it looks.
No.
You should have nothing to do with this. You shame yourself by being involved with this.
I just wanted to. I just wanted to laugh.
Just like
me.
No, you enhanced his performance. You shouldn't have done that. Also, did he forget to put makeup on his shoulders? Like, why put it on your chest at all if you're going to not do your arms?
And I want to do...
Like, this implies the Joker left his house and was like, nah, no one's going to see my arms. It's fine. They'll be white.
My father.
Oh, God, this is so long.
He disagrees.
I'm so sorry.
This is on you, man.
I'm so sorry.
It's also filmed in portrait mode.
Yeah.
Is he saying complete sentences?
I don't really know.
Because I'm not listening.
One night, I said,
no, he wasn't allowed in due to not a high enough IQ.
Deserved some scars. Just like mine.
His hand's white. This is white hand. Flesh colored.
To myself. And then I did it.
I regret this.
You should.
I wanted to play.
Yeah, that was much longer than I expected.
Oh, yeah?
I thought it was a minute.
No, it's 3.5 minutes long.
3.5 minutes.
It's 3.5 minutes of him doing
that. All right, I regret bringing that up.
You should.
I completely take it back. Don't make that guy the Joker ever again. Never.
I mean, it wasn't bad. It's just him talking like this, really close.
That's better.
For 3 minutes.
That's better.
That's
than what
what's
he just
not
did.
Good about it. Why do you hate us,
I'm
Colby?
Sorry.
That's a fair question, Taylor.
I just wanted y'all to feel the same.
They've been nothing but nice to you.
Torture as I did.
No, you just said that you liked it.
It was mainly a joke.
Was it?
Yeah.
Because he didn't take it as a joke. You know, all these jokes that you do aren't actually jokes to him. Like, someone needs to say no. No, don't do this.
I wasn't there when he did it.
Yeah, but you encouraged him by editing it.
I thought I could try to make it better by editing.
Guess
it.
What? You didn't.
I didn't.
Because the only thing that's going to make that better is the cleansing power of fire, dude. That's the only thing that's going to improve that video.
Dude, it's still on the internet, man.
Send me 10 bits for watching that. Yeah. Oh, my God, dude.
Y'all are welcome.
You should be ashamed.
That's a golden gem on YouTube.
That is
right there.
Not a golden gem.
That's a golden gem.
That is not a golden gem at all. I clicked back and it still played. Go back. I just wanted to see what his top videos are. Because that one was actually kind of towards the top.
Yeah, it was.
It's video number 8. 57 views. So, congratulations, man. Congrats.
He's got 105 views on his podcast, man. Look at that.
No, that podcast doesn't exist, remember, because there's unofficial podcast number 1 on his Nuova channel. This one doesn't exist.
Yeah, but still, it's right there, though.
Yeah, so? Are you excited about that, man?
I'm just saying.
Imagine being in the room while he was filming it. I would rather not do that, Britt.
I would rather not. Britt, were you in the room when he was filming it?
Oh, my God, was Britt there?
She could have been.
If she was there, you need to go home right now and give her a hug. Because she's not recovered from that. Okay? Murder suicide with sulfate. Oh, it's only sad because it's true. Oh my God. Okay. So, not a fan of Space Jam. Not a fan of the Joker. Huge fan 5 Game of Thrones series. Just to make sure we're on track with what you like so far.
What I want?
Okay.
Game of Thrones. Everything else way down at the bottom.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm.
After everyone was, she was there, dude.
I'm sorry, babe. That sucks.
I don't understand Brittany at all.
Like, I kind of understand why she likes you, because her brain is so corroded that she can't see anything.
That makes sense.
Like, she's damaged now, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that warped her brain.
Oh, yeah, hard. You can't come back from that.
Mm-mm.
No.
It almost created some sort of Stockholm Syndrome, because, you know, like, me and Pinella are kind of friends, so I was, like, close to that, and she's like, oh, wait, do I like this?
I feel like if we made a Butterfly Effect-style movie, and one where Brittany wasn't there, and one where she was.
Yeah.
And the one where she wasn't, her life is immeasurably better than it is right now. Like, it just has to be.
Hey, shut up, man.
I mean, I'm not saying that you're great. I like you.
Shut up, man. I will beat you.
Are you going to disagree?
I will beat you.
You're going to tell me that you're glad she was in that room.
Yeah, because it led her to me.
Okay.
Mm.
Well, that's just cruel. Okay. Sorry.
I had to experience it too. Just
I would never. Yeah, but you wanted to do it
way more times because I had to rewatch that shit over and over again.
Like, do you think he turned off the camera and just like, what'd you guys think? Was it good? Like, how many takes do you think he had?
Who else was there? How many people did he do that in front of?
Well, he had to have Lizzie there because do the makeup.
Brett,
right?
Madison, Jordan.
You tell
me, man. That's four people. That's four too many.
I would never do that in front of people.
No. Also, I would never put it on the internet.
Like, a man who's so self-conscious he dyes his hair can do that in front of people, though.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have any problem if the man liked it, he's confident in his abilities, good for you, man.
Right.
Good for you. Okay? But there's a lot of stuff that just contradicts that. I just don't get it.
I don't either.
You might have been subliminally influenced by watching that video. Can we re-upload it, but like ads for Seth and Colby in it? Lizzie was filming it. Me and either Maddie or Tabby were on the couch, Liz's old part. He did about 15,000 takes. So, wait. You're telling me someone was holding that camera in front of his face?
He did have both hands, I thought, at one point.
I didn't watch it enough, because I've seen enough in my life. Okay? I've seen a lot. That's too much for me. I can't take it.
Yeah.
Like, don't you ever just be like, I know this guy in real life?
Mm-hmm.
And feel shame?
No. There's worse out there.
Is there?
Yeah.
Find it.
Nah.
Because I will stack that video up against any evidence you show me from someone else.
Nah.
Yeah, man. I will play Logan Paul making fun of people in the Suicide Forest next to that video, and I would show it to a focus group, and most of them would be like, you know, that one's really disrespectful, but this one haunts nightmares. I'm going to vote for Logan Paul. No? Or yes?
I don't know, man. I don't even want to think anymore.
He turned off the lights, used Liz's makeup mirror light to film it. She was so close to that camera. You brought this upon us.
You're welcome. That was a good bit. Everyone in chat had a great time.
No, they didn't. Yeah. And that was not a thank you, just for
it was
record.
A thank you, yeah.
No, it was.
Well, you're welcome regardless, so.
It's not a thank you, though. I want that to be
clear. I don't care. I don't give a shit. You're welcome.
I don't need a thank you
to say you're welcome.
What are you doing with your hair?
Dude, look at it. It's moving.
Yep, it broke him. It's official. It's broke.
I just want to move on.
Colby's broke. Okay.
Let's move past it.
We're moving past it, man. You what? You want Star Wars or Marvel?
Star Wars.
Star Wars. Okay. Disney CEO says that you should get ready for a slowdown of Star Wars films.
Good.
It appears disappointing box office performance of Solo has led Disney CEO Bob Iger to reconsider his release strategy. He told The Hollywood Reporter that Star Wars fans could expect some slowdown in the production of the series, which saw two films, Solo and Star Wars The Last Jedi, released in the span of 5 months. While 2017's The Last Jedi grossed $1.3 billion worldwide, received critical acclaim, the Solo spinoff fell way short. Its debut over Memorial Weekend ending with $392 million worldwide against a $250 million budget.
Wow.
Solo notably had extended reshoots under director Ron Howard, who replaced Philip Lord and Chris Miller. Directors who were ousted in the summer of 2017. The movie's critical reception was lukewarm. It's almost...
No. They have to put the sole blame of why Solo did so poorly at the feet of Rian Johnson. Right at his feet.
Why is that?
Because... Wait, Rian Johnson. Yeah, he's the one who did Last Jedi.
Yeah, why is that?
Because The Last Jedi sucked, asshole. That's why.
Bye, Kay, and I don't believe you. I know that that affected you, and you got to go pray for the next 3 hours. I will see you later, though. Have a good night. What? Now, why?
Ryan Johnson ruined Star Wars for so many people by what he did to Luke Skywalker.
So you think that people were so mad at The Last Jedi?
Absolutely.
That they
you
didn't
know how
even
many
go see
fucking
Solo?
Videos I watched about people bitching about The Last Jedi? So many. And then they started doing the boycott Solo.
Let me ask you a question.
And then they did boycott Solo because it went from 1.3 million to 300 million.
Let me ask you a question, though.
That's like, that's a fucking 3/4 decline, man.
There's two movies left in the world. You're going to go to a desert island. You can only bring one with you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you bring The Last Jedi or Pinella as the Joker?
That's not a movie.
Nope. Which one?
That's not a movie.
Which one are you bringing?
Of course I'm bringing the one that had a fucking $250 million budget and not some dickhead in an apartment with a makeup mirror who didn't have time to do the rest of his makeup.
See, I like The Last Jedi.
Yeah, well, you're dumb.
I mean, apparently. Well, I think we went over this on the show. I liked The Last Jedi because I don't care about Star Wars.
Yeah,
and I like that he disrespected it.
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Which is why everyone who likes Star Wars hates the movie.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, they lit the universe on fire. This is the greatest movie I've ever seen.
So ridiculous.
But yeah, most people were mad about it.
So. There was some cool shit in it, yes. But it was dwarfed by how stupid every plot point was.
I honestly don't know, so you be honest with me. Are people on the internet, what's the percentage of it that are people that are mad about the SJW stuff versus people that are mad about it burning down Star Wars?
I'd say it's 70-30.
So 70% mad about burning Star Wars. Okay, then that's legitimate, in my opinion.
There are some dickheads who are like, yeah, that Rose Tico is just
she
in there.
She had pink hair! There's an Asian woman! Right. Yeah,
no.
Those
but
people's opinions aren't valid.
I've watched an hour and a half long video of a rant about each specific plot point and how it makes no fucking sense.
Okay,
I can't relate it to you now because it was an hour and a half long of content, but it made a lot of sense. Like, why didn't the bitch do the hyperspace shoot into the things before she saw that the entire Rebel fleet was getting blown the fuck up?
I don't know. Last resort, man. Don't ask me questions. I barely remember the plot.
It was
I remember there were really cute animals that they rode in the casino scene, and that's what I like.
Why'd they even go there? Why didn't they just park in a regular fucking parking spot instead of on the beach?
You ever tried to
like
valet
hobos
at a fancy casino, man? You know how long the wait is?
It's
in a hurry.
It's future Star Wars land, man. They could just fucking vanish the ship or something. I don't know. Park it on a beach. And don't have security come and find you out of nowhere.
For me.
And don't have it be Joseph Gordon-Levitt in that goddamn costume because you're stupid.
The problem is that what you're describing right now is my problem with every Star Wars movie, which is why don't they just use future Star Wars technology to do the things that they're trying to do over a course of 2 hours? Like, that's the problem I have with a lot of Star Wars movies.
Like, what?
I don't know. Like, they gotta fly in X-Wings into a little tiny trench and shoot bullets in it when they can't build a robot to do that?
No.
They have robots that could translate millions
of
languages.
They had robots on those ships. Who do you think R2 was doing?
You're telling me they can't shoot out a robot that just crawls into the thing and sabotages the Death Star? They can't do that? Why?
They're too slow, man.
They're too slow, so they can't make fast ones.
Instinct. Nah.
They don't have human instinct.
Nah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's my point. Like, it's there because plot.
You got,
that's the reason.
Yeah.
So at what point do you stop giving leeway to plot? Like, it happened that way because that's why they wrote it, because it's a movie.
Well, yeah, he wanted a dogfight in space,
yes.
So that's where he went with it.
Yes, mm-hmm. So that's what happens. Like, yeah. if you start picking away at logic of Star Wars, you're going to start finding a lot of holes in a lot of movies. And it's not just related to Star Wars. It's everything that takes place in science fiction. Because when you just make up technology that exists, you can't just be like, no, that technology doesn't exist because I say so.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
No, I mean, like, technological decisions, things like that, technological logic, yes, you could definitely flaw that.
Right.
But human decision and logic knowledge, that's kind of basic and what connects humans to the movies that they watch.
But one could argue that human logic is the most unpredictable of all because every human's different. Like, maybe she didn't want to do hyperspace stuff until they started blowing up because she valued her own life more than she valued those peasants,
you know? Why didn't she trust her own goddamn soldiers in Poe and just not tell them the damn fucking plan?
Maybe one of them farted and she was mad.
Well, then she's a bitch.
Well,
and that
maybe
was
she
the
is,
point.
You know?
No, you don't get to be a bitch in the fucking end of the rebellion. You're about to die.
That sounds like the
You're about
time.
To die. don't be a bitch.
Are you telling me that when you are about...
This is not the time for command.
If you know that your imminent death is here, you're going to tell me you're going to be nice to people and not angry?
No, I'm going to fucking burn everything down.
See, there you go. What are you...
But I'm not going to be a bitch and be like, I'm pulling rank on you, sir. We're about to die,
she
and that won't even matter, but you are a flyboy, and you got demoted.
When he's burning in hell, he's going to be like, you know what? That lady was right. I was out of line. And then, you know, she's going to be up there like, you know, because
well, who's alive and who's dead?
I honestly can't tell you, because I don't
Poe's
remember.
Poe's alive, she's
of
dead.
Of course he is. You know why he's alive?
No.
Because he's Oscar Isaac. That's
well,
why.
The one other chick is the fucking other chick, though.
Lauren Dern?
Yeah, man.
When she's been in one
Jurassic
movie.
Park!
End of list!
The best movie ever.
She's been in one movie.
The best movie ever, though.
Jurassic Park's best movie ever now?
Critically, one of.
Critically, one of. In a list of 1,000. It's on there, probably.
It is.
Yeah.
You know how many movies exist? That's a pretty high up spot. 1,000 movie list. Oh, God, that was heated.
We just argued, and we were both making the same point.
I mean,
yeah. Just want that to be known. Let's see where Jurassic Park is on IMDb's list of top 250. Let's see here. It's J-U-R, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it's not on the list of 250.
That's not 1,000.
That's not...
That's not 1,000, you goddamn whore.
You're right. You got me, man. You're totally right. That's not 1,000, so... Yeah, but I never even saw Solo. To me, Solo was broken because they got rid of the director. Like, if that was so well known that that movie had problems, that I think the public was just like, why would I go see this movie?
Yeah. I mean, there was a good percentage of the fans that were going to boycott it, but I think you're also
I think
right
those boycotts are so minimal, though. Because who they get their money from isn't the YouTube people. It's the mothers and the fathers and their children. That's who it is. It's our parents. Like, it's the people who surf Facebook all day and look at fake news.
So you think the people that went to the movie, who are they?
The probably parents? Diehard Star Wars fans, mm-hmm. and then people who didn't know that it was bad. Mm. That's what I would guess.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know there's still a bunch of people in there that love Star Wars that went and saw it because they love Star Wars.
I've seen it twice.
Yeah, so there you go.
And it's also not bad.
Well, yeah, I mean, it doesn't say bad. It said mixed review. Like,
it's,
lukewarm.
It's got
that
some
means
dumb
it's
things,
not great.
But not as dumb as The Last fucking Jedi.
Hey, man. I love The Last Jedi.
And, I mean, it was just kind of the tones of what they chose to do that were weird and not just the actual scenes
Dude,
themselves.
Had Destiny characters in it. I'm hyped about that, man.
It turns out to be a teenage girl.
Did not
that
expect
suit.
That.
Yeah. And they're the good guys.
I didn't expect it to be a suit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one could argue that the Fallen are good guys in Destiny, too, so, you know.
Mm.
You just never know. But I don't think there's women inside of them. Can't be sure. Fairly certain, though.
Yeah.
Fairly certain.
The Fallen? Who's the Fallen?
They're the aliens.
Yeah, those aren't aliens, though. They look more like actual Destiny Guardians than aliens.
No, I think they look like Fallen Captains.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the bad guy in Ant-Man and the Wasp, I don't know if you saw that.
Uh-uh.
I never did either. But the bad guy in Ant-Man and the Wasp looks just like a Destiny Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just ripping him off. Left
I right gotcha. Now.
Which is good. Someone should do something with that game because it's trash otherwise, even though I love it right now. It's a whole thing. I'm very bipolar about Destiny. Don't judge me.
It could have been better, and you could definitely tell where there's the first conversation between Emilia Clarke and Solo. When they first get back together, because they get separated at the beginning of the movie and they finally see each other again.
Right.
You could clearly tell the cut that they reshot into the cut that they already had from Lord Miller.
Like, you should never feel that.
No, you definitely can, though.
Right, but you never should.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I'll probably watch it when it comes out, but I'm actually surprised it's not out yet.
It's out.
Is it?
Yeah, it's
Is
on
it
there.
On our site?
Mm-hmm.
How have I not watched it?
Yeah, it's on there.
Is Ant-Man out yet?
I don't know.
I should be coming out soon, too. I really want to watch that one.
I know.
But anyway, speaking of Marvel, man, have you seen... let's see. I've been wrong at a ton of Destiny. Arlac is not very active. I don't know what that means. Destiny's fun, though. I like Destiny. Anyway, have you seen the Captain Marvel trailer?
No, hold on.
Okay, I'm holding.
Hold on.
I'm holding.
I mean, this is literally just for you and I.
Oh, well, yeah, Ballin, that's... Yeah. I mean, most people gave it up, so that's why.
I don't think it is yet.
That's why Ball and Elbow. I mean, feel free to find a more active one if you want to.
Uncle Drew is, though, if you wanted to watch that.
I don't want to watch Uncle
Drew. Yeah, me neither. What's this? Captain Marvel?
Have you seen the Captain Marvel trailer?
No, I have not.
How's that possible, man?
I don't know, man. I'm not on the internet.
It's because you're on vacation.
Ow. A blockbuster.
It's the 90s, man. It's the 90s.
Why is Marvel like crashing?
War is a universal language.
It's fun, dude.
I know a renegade soldier when I see one.
Is that Sam?
Yeah.
Never occurred to me that one might come from above.
Is it gonna be a young Sam?
Dude, just wait.
Space invasion. Big car chase. Truth be told, I was ready to hang it up till I met you today. So you're
not. Isn't that crazy?
It's hard to explain. I keep having these memories. I see flashes. I think I had a life here. But I can't tell if it's real.
She falls down a lot, man.
She does, man. Hangs upside down a lot.
Is that Jude Law?
That's Jude Law.
Oh, my God. Well, we know the bad guy is.
No idea what threats are out there. We can't do this alone. We need you.
I'm not what you think I am.
I mean, it looks like... I don't know a lot about Captain Marvel.
Yeah, me neither.
So, like, that trailer to me doesn't really show me anything except the fact that we don't need actors anymore.
Right?
Like, they just made Samuel L. Jackson 30 years younger. How did they do that? And it's not like a Grand Moff Tarkin thing in A New Hope. Like, this is literally... It looks like Samuel L. Jackson 30 years ago.
Yeah.
How'd they do it? I don't know what Overlord... Oh, Overlord
Overlord's
is. Yeah,
the
yeah.
next fucking yeah, Cloverfield.
A, right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's a new J.J. Abrams one. Yeah, I don't know, man.
It's just Call of Duty Zombies made into a movie for
The thing about... I'm interested to see how Marvel does this, because I don't really know anything about Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
But what I've read, she basically absorbs energy. So the more she's attacked, the stronger she becomes.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, she's one of the most powerful heroes in the entire universe of Marvel. And then if she absorbs enough energy, she can go binary, they say, which is like, I guess, Super Saiyan. And she just goes insanely powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, people are like, she could just show up, punch Thanos in the face, and he'd die. Like, that's how strong she is. So, like, to me, that's one of the biggest problems I have with, like, Superman, is that he's too powerful.
Yeah.
How do you make that interesting? Like... How do we, like, she's never going to die, she's never going to get hurt, so I'm really interested to see how Marvel does a take on a character like that, because they've never done that before.
Right.
Like, with Thor, like, Thor in the latest movie, he's kind of like that, like, he's pretty much indestructible now, he's actually a god now. So what they did is they made it, oh, his family is dying, his people are dying, his planet's dying, that's mm-hmm. that's his weakness. But, like, how are they going to do that? She just falls from space, like... I don't know. I guess I don't know what her motivations are going to be or how there's going to be real peril for her. So I'm kind of interested to see that.
That movie looks very, very tone confusing.
Well, and it's also one of those weird things that, like, if they showed us more, we'd probably be more interested.
Mm-hmm.
But then that gets into the don't spoil the movie in the trailer type of thing. So
there might be a second trailer that.
Oh, I'm sure there will be, right? Yeah, because it comes out in March.
I mean, it's
like
clearly going to be Jude Law as the bad guy, right?
Yeah, well, I think that's known. Mm-hmm. I think that's known. He's like leader of the Skrulls, man.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jude Law, dude. Mm-hmm. Better than Johnny Depp, just for the record. What's your opinion on Jude Law? You like him? Don't like him?
He's fine, man.
He's fine?
Yeah.
He's fine? Yeah, and I think it's a little bit like Black Panther's suit, but...
No, it's more like the bad guy that Magneto kills in First Class. That's more on what it is. Do you remember that guy? I think it's Kevin Bacon? I think it's Kevin Bacon.
Oh, yeah.
He, like, takes bombs and they explode in his hand and then he just, like, absorbs it and then he keeps
it. Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah.
How did Magneto kill him?
By, like, he had Charles freeze him.
Oh, that's right. And then he put a bullet through his head or whatever.
A coin through his head.
That's what it was, a coin, yeah.
So, just get a mentalist on your team or a psychic. What's it called?
Telepath.
That one.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Is Charles Xavier one of the most powerful people in the Marvel Universe?
Jean Grey is.
But only when she's Phoenix, right? Why are there so friggin' many?
There's a lot, man. People,
there's too many.
All they had back in the day were comics. There's you could only draw cool many. Shit. Now they can CGI cool shit.
It's too many.
They could CGI Sam L. Jackson back 40 years.
I do like how we're like giant explosions, people falling from space, crashing. Ah, who cares? Sam L. Jackson's 30 years younger, and we're all blown away. Yeah, Silver Surfer is one of like the most powerful ones. Mm. I don't know anything about him except he likes catching cool waves, bro, right? Because he's a surfer.
And he's made out of chrome.
He's made out of silver. He could pawn himself for a... Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude, real quick, once...
Yeah?
We were walking through... I think it was the Venetian, maybe?
Okay.
In Vegas.
Okay.
And there's this, like, pedestal with a statue on it with a whole bunch of money just sitting on the railing. And I'm like, is that just free money to take? Why is that just sitting there? So then I start to walk over to it, and then I see a seam on the back of the statue, and I'm like, oh, that's a real person! It's just a human statue, man.
Oh, so it was
so
like
he was getting tips.
It was his money for tips?
And I was like, I'm just going to take it.
You're just going to take his money.
He'd be like, hey, man, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh my god, dude. You're an idiot.
Yeah, I was... It looked like it would look so real, man.
How close did you get? How close did you get?
I got like within reaching distance.
Did he look like he was going to move?
No, he didn't move one inch.
He probably thought that you were testing him.
I mean, maybe.
He's like, is this guy going to steal my money? He's testing me to see if I move.
I'm just dumb.
That's hilarious.
I was like, there's no reason that there's actual money just sitting...
Free money in a casino?
In the middle of a casino shop.
I'll take it. Yeah, I'll take that. No one else sees
it. It's like, this is the way I went in Vegas right here and just steal that shit.
Just take the man's money. Mm-hmm. He can't chase me. He's a statue.
Yeah. He'd break one of his laws.
Your logic is flawless. Mm-hmm. I will give you that, dude. I will give you that. Mm. All right, speaking of X-Men. Okay.
Yeah.
Disney CEO, also the same Hollywood Reporter, said that he thinks, quote, it only makes sense for Feige to oversee everything. I want to be careful here because of what's been communicated to the Fox folks, but I think they know it only makes sense for Marvel to be supervised by one entity. There shouldn't be two Marvels. When asked if Deadpool would become an Avenger, Iger declined to confirm, but said Kevin's got a lot of good ideas. I'm not suggesting that's one of them, but who knows? So,
I can't put Deadpool in the Avengers.
They're giving Deadpool and they're giving X-Men to Kevin Feige.
They can put the X-Men in, but they can't put Deadpool in.
Why not?
Because he cusses too much. It's not going to be a rated R Avengers movie.
Yeah, but what if he comes out and he just makes a comment about, like, I'm not allowed to cuss in this movie because the censors won't let me? Because he could, if any character could do that, it would be Deadpool.
That's true. He could be like Captain America, doesn't like cursing.
Right.
Got me.
Or he could literally turn to the camera and be like, the only reason I'm in this movie is because I told Kevin Feige I wouldn't cuss. Like, how funny would that be? Like, I would die inside if that happened.
That'd be ridiculous.
I mean, but he could do it because he's Deadpool. You know?
It'd be hard to do that without setting it up first.
I don't know. Like,
I mean, like,
no, I agree with you. That's what's going to be weird to me. Like, do you think that Avengers 4 comes out, because they said they're not going to announce any movies past Avengers 4 besides the Spider-Man Black Panther ones that have already been announced. Like, they're not going to announce Doctor Strange 2, technically, until Avengers 4 comes out, because they don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah.
But, so, Avengers 4 comes out June or July, whenever Comic-Con happens. That's when they lay out their next 5 years. Do you think it's just X-Men? A ton of X-Men movies? Because they have to start putting them in. Like, they just, like, it's like you said, you just can't have Wolverine walk into Avengers 4. Like, that ain't gonna work, right?
I think you could with the X-Men.
I don't know, man.
It's just Deadpool's just different.
It feels too world-breaking. Like, I feel like people already have problems.
You know how much shit would come out of your body if Hugh Jackman
walked
out?
Oh my god, dude!
As Wolverine.
If he just stood on the screen for 2.5 hours and there was no lines or plot, I would still be like, Avengers 4 summed it up for me. I'm done. It's all I needed.
That's what I'm saying.
He just walks. It's just the end scene. It's just Thanos standing on the farm, staring at a scarecrow. Wolverine just walks, punches him in the face. He just falls down dead. And then Wolverine picks up the gauntlet and unsnaps, and then that's just roll credits. I'm done. That's all we need to do. Make that movie. And then drop money from a rocket into the desert.
Begin a Sahara money drop. But, dude, like, I don't know. I think people already have problems with some of the smaller movies being like, why don't the Avengers care about this?
Yeah.
You know? And if you just throw Wolverine into a movie, aren't people going to be like, where was Wolverine during the rest of it?
He was getting made, bro.
Yeah, but then what about every other X-Man? Like, okay, so you make a thing for Wolverine. It's just every X-Man that existed just happened to have their cell phone off during the first three Avengers movies. Like,
that's a good point.
That doesn't make sense to me. So they're going to have to figure something out, right?
Yeah.
Because they almost have to do an origin story for some X-Men. Because I don't know. I could be wrong. But I feel like Marvel doesn't do X-Men.
Yeah.
I feel like X-Men could be their next Avengers. Like, mm-hmm. they do Wolverine, mm-hmm. Cyclops.
But then where would it be? Would it be like a separate timeline, or would it be a different place in the world?
Personal theory is that Avengers 4 is going to set it's going to be the end of a book. Mm. And so from then on out, they can do whatever they want onward.
Okay.
Because the only people that I think are, like, I think all the OG Avengers, they're going to either retire or die. Like, Tony Stark may be a tertiary character going forward, but he ain't going to be in the movies. I think Captain America will die. You know, I don't think he'll be around. Like, and so to me, all the rest of them are so behind the scenes. Like, okay, Falcon's still there. Who cares?
Yeah. You know?
So they could easily just do the next ones are just X-Men. And then they do six movies about X-Men, and then they have the X-Men team-up movie.
Hmm.
But it also makes me wonder, like, what they're doing with, like, Deadpool. Because he had the X-Force movie coming out. Like, mm-hmm. do you think that stuff will still happen? Or, like, you mentioned earlier in the show, like, the Phoenix one that's coming out? Or, like, the one with the other
girl? Dark Phoenix? That was supposed to come out this year,
it's, like,
I thought.
Done. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it got put on hold because of the stuff. And so, if they put it on hold, that to me means...
It's, yeah.
Yeah, you know, the mouse just might, eat that money, you know? Because they can.
What other movie got put on hold?
Like, three X-Men movies that they paused. One had Sansa and one had Arya in it. It's like the Game of Thrones twins. Hmm. Best scenario is X-Men live in an alternate universe. I don't want that though, man. Because I want the world where Tony Stark. Like, I'm tired of alternate universes. Like, to me, the Netflix ones exist in an alternate universe as well.
Yeah.
You know, there's almost like three universes. It's like movies, and then kind of S.H.I.E.L.D. exists a little bit in there, and then the Netflix ones have nothing to do with S.H.I.E.L.D. but even less to do with the movies than S.H.I.E.L.D. does. So it's like, it's kind of hard to keep track. Yeah. But they're technically all in the same universe. But none of them acknowledge the snap. It's kind of a big deal. You know?
Yeah,
none of them cross over. Like,
do you know what time frame Ant-Man was set in? It was before the snap, right?
Right. I know the end of the movie. Spoiler alert. I don't really know because I haven't seen it. But I know the end of the movie, the snap happens.
Mm.
But I don't know any more details than that. So I know that it is affected by it.
Hmm.
But I don't really know for sure.
I don't know, man. Example, Venom? Nah.
Dude, speaking of Venom, have you seen this poster? Look at this Venom poster. This looks the worst poster I've ever seen.
Why, man? What's wrong with it?
This, no offense, you're very talented. This looks like something you worked up using assets you found through Google Images. It just looks fan-made. Like, we got a random rocket ship taking off. We got the Golden Gate Bridge over there. We got stuff crumbling into the sea. We got police cars. We got lots of smoke. We got Tom Hardy in the middle being attacked by tentacles. We got two nondescript villains, I assume, in the background.
I think one's his love interest and the guy's the villain.
Okay.
And then, technically, he's the villain.
And then Venom is in the background, and I think the brushstrokes behind Venom are meshed with his body are supposed to form some type of weird V.
Yeah.
But then that's not correct because there's also the bottom of the V down at the bottom. Know what I mean? I don't know. It just feels... It doesn't look It looks like they gave someone on Fiverr $30 to make a Venom poster. That's what it looks like to me. It doesn't look like they had the power of a studio behind them.
I mean, it's definitely not the most creative. Like, the Overlord, whatever. That had a great
like,
poster.
It's not necessarily bad. I think it's well made. It just looks fan-made to me.
Yeah, there's no reason why you have to have the shuttle or the Golden Gate Bridge.
Right, it's just like oh, there's some white space, let's throw in a
like,
bridge.
We don't give a damn shit about that. Hamster Jamster? Thanks for the follow, homie.
I love hamsters. What about Carnage? Who's Carnage? Is he the other Venom?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man.
He's the worst Venom.
I just, the more I see about this movie, the more I'm worried about it.
Oh, yeah, I know. The only reason why I'm holding out some lick of maybe it might be good somewhat is Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy,
that's the only reason.
Right? Yeah.
I don't know. I'm hoping it's one of those movies that looks like complete shit, and then you go in thinking it's going to be complete shit, and then it's not, and then you're like, oh, well, that surprised me.
I mean, the trailers kind of give me the same vibe as this poster does.
Yeah, it looks real crap.
It doesn't look bad.
The CGI is bad.
It's just very eh.
Yeah, the CGI looks like it's made on fucking Sci-Fi Channel. Venom looks wet all the time.
Dude, Woody Harrelson being Carnage? I don't know, man. That's what I don't get. Like, if that's true, and Woody Harrelson walks out as Carnage later on, and Tom Hardy is Venom, like, how can the movie be bad?
Yeah.
That's what I did. Like, the cast is so good. But then again, Marvel has nothing to do with it. It's all a Sony movie.
Yep.
Remember Spider-Man 3? Just emo. You know?
Do you remember all of the Amazing Spider-Mans? The two of them that were completely terrible?
I don't. I never even saw the second one.
Well, good.
I don't even know if
they
I saw the
really
first
bad.
One, to be honest.
I can't remember the first one.
You have black
stuff on your
face.
How? Where?
Turn your head this
way. I can't see
right
it.
Right here.
I can't see it.
Right here. Right, what have we?
I can't see it.
It's right. Turn your head. Okay, yeah, now we're going to wait here. I'll make it a good quality here. I'm going to watch. See? Right there? Black.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Black right there, dude.
How's that even possible?
Have faith? Taylor, I didn't realize that you were so excited.
Can you take it off my face, please?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
No, can you take it off my face, please?
Didn't like your close-up, man?
No.
I'm sorry. That's my bad. I forgot you were.
Have faith in me.
Why are you low?
Because I'm sitting up.
I don't know. I guess maybe we're too pessimistic, man. Are we too pessimistic?
I look tiny.
What are you doing?
I don't know. Yes, we are, for one, definitely. But also, we are logical, and logic says that this movie is going to be crap.
I don't know. Chat, I don't think, feels the same way.
Britt wants to see it.
Yeah, but she went to see Jurassic World.
I know. I'm never going to give that up.
Let's be real here.
Never going to give that up.
What about this, man? This is very exciting.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
I'm excited, okay? It's something I'm not pessimistic about, chat, okay? Okay? Ball and Hobo said, I know you guys don't buy into any hype, okay? First of all, Witcher 3. The Witcher Netflix series. I said Witcher 3 because he said it earlier.
Infinity War. We kind of fell into that one. I fall into every single Star Wars one.
Game of Thrones hype.
Game of Thrones.
He's hyped about that.
That's about it.
The things that we are hyped about, we're blindly hype about.
Yeah.
People tell us that it's not good, we will slap them.
Right.
But if we don't buy into the hype, it's like the opposite effect. Nothing you can tell us will make us hyped.
Nope.
But Henry Cavill, slick back hair, hype. Okay. Yeah. Hype. No. Okay, so this I'm hyped about. Disney streaming service.
Yep.
Remember we heard...
When's that gonna happen?
I feel like 2 years ago, right. They like, we're gonna take everything off Netflix and start our own streaming service. Mm-hmm. Everything's still on Netflix. Don't really understand, but their streaming service, they're gonna start. We don't know how much it is or when it launches, but what it does, Loki, Scarlet Witch, and other Marvel heroes to get their own TV series on the Disney streaming service. So, they're enlisting Earth's Mightiest Heroes, blah, blah, blah. It just says that's prepared to launch its streaming service. The entertainment giant is in early development on an ambitious plan for a number of limited series centered on popular characters from the MCU. The series will likely include shows centered on Loki and the Scarlet Witch, along with other superheroes who have yet to appear in standalone movies, like Black Widow, I would guess, would probably be one of the forerunners for that.
I mean, that would be a good place to put the lesser characters. would be their own like mini series.
Right, because you're not really gonna go see a Loki movie probably.
No,
I mean
probably
people
not.
Will, but not like you would go see like Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
So and also for some of these characters that have more complex storylines,
right.
like Loki and Scarlet Witch, I think those are perfect actual characters because they have a lot of weird stuff happen in their lives, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, both have troubled pasts,
yeah.
you know? And I think an 8-episode-long character study with a clear beginning and an end is a smart move. Here's the coolest part. So, they said that the actors who portrayed these heroes... and films that are spin offs, such as Tom Hiddleston and Elizabeth Olsen, are expected to play them in streaming shows. Moreover, through sources close to production, are staying mum on the cost of the programming. The budgets are expected to be hefty, rivaling those of major studio productions. Each series is expected to include 6 to 8 episodes. Marvel Studios will produce the shows. Kevin Feige, the guru of all MCU, is expected to take a hands on role in their development.
Mm.
So, like, to me, it's going to have Tom Hiddleston in it. Kevin Feige's running it. That's huge. Big budgets.
Yeah. I mean, it's worked.
I mean, this...
Right? Well, I don't know. What's a good example?
Game of Thrones is probably the only example
yeah.
of something that could have been movies, but instead they did long-form entertainment. Like, I wish they would have done this with, like, Harry Potter,
I mean,
you know?
Like, even Sherlock's a good example.
Yeah. Sherlock's original, yeah.
I'm trying to think of other Netflix kind of crap that was, like, a...
A miniseries?
Yeah.
Well, like, they just did this on HBO with Sharp Objects, like the Gillian Flynn movie, where she made Gone Girl, and that was an actual movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then her other book, Sharp Objects, was an 8-episode miniseries instead of a movie.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, in my opinion, it should have been a movie. It was probably would have been better. It was kind of slow.
Yeah.
But, like, I think doing long-form television is better these days, honestly.
Yeah.
Also, I honestly believe that they're doing a little bit of this because if they can get Tom Hiddleston and his acting chops into something that's not so blockbustery, you know, because they don't need to make popcorn movies over an 8-episode arc, you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
I wonder if they could get some of these superhero movies into award shows. I wonder if it's a little bit of a Trojan horse.
Mm.
Now, that is saying, of course, like... Because Menace just said it. This is their answer to the Marvel Netflix show. That's interesting to me because the Marvel shows are technically in the MCU.
Yeah.
But they're headed up completely by a different guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a different dude runs the television division of Marvel versus Kevin Feige over the movie.
So you think those are just
going to stop? I don't know. They're definitely... I would imagine these are way more integrated than the Netflix ones will be.
Yeah.
Which to me means maybe after Netflix is done, there won't be any more Marvel shows on other networks.
They gotta have contracts, right?
Of course, right. I mean, I assume it's like if you don't make it for 3 years, we get it back or whatever. But I mean, I would have to think that they would rather have a Daredevil show. Like, if they're gonna throw money at this, why wouldn't you have Daredevil on Disney streaming so Tom Holland can show up in Daredevil? Why wouldn't you want that?
Right. I don't know.
You know, that's what I think.
I would think they're going to try their hardest to move everything over to their own platform.
Well, it's interesting to me that all these things are happening at once.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Avengers 4 is wrapping up the third phase, the first phase, really, of the MCU.
I think they're going to try and keep this, because everybody's saying, like, the superhero trend is starting to burn out.
Right. Well, I wonder if they're going to get less
different
formula.
Different ways
right.
of doing that. I mean, they have been. That's what...
Well, yeah, I mean, they say it's burning out, but it's not really, because the Avengers was one of the biggest movies of all time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I mean, just as long as you can keep
there.
That hype going.
Maybe not Joaquin Phoenix walking around as a fully grown man in makeup.
Yeah, that's probably not going to do well. I don't see how Venom's going to do that well either.
That's probably another one. And people will point me to, like, superhero fatigue, and then Avengers 4 will come out 3 months later, and it blows everyone's nips off.
Right.
So yeah. I don't know, man, but it is interesting, man. It all happened at once. X-Men shows up, they're in the universe now. Fantastic Four shows up, they're in the universe now. They got their own streaming service with their own TV shows now. Like, and Kevin Feige's in charge of all of it. Like, to me, it's just, they're moving the chess pieces, and they don't want you to realize that, hey, this is what the next phase is going to be.
Right.
We own everything now. We have Spider-Man, we X-Men, Fantastic Four, all the Avengers. And we have our own TV service, and we have movies, and... I mean, I do feel bad for, like, you, because, like, I feel like they should have done this with Star Wars. It's just Kathleen Kennedy doesn't know what she's doing. Because you know that's got to be it, right? Because Bob Iger came out in that one interview and he's like, we're going to pump the brakes on Star Wars.
Yeah.
You know? Well, the only reason they would do that is because people don't like him.
Right.
And the only reason people don't like him is because of the people who's running that division.
Yeah. Oh, the people I watch hate Kathleen Kennedy.
Well, they would have. I got to imagine it's her fault. The movies suck.
Yeah.
Because the reason that Marvel works is because of Kevin Feige.
Oh, yeah, man. If they came out with a Han Solo movie that was written by, or filmed by Lord Miller.
Right. I think it
would have
been better.
And just let them do what they were going to do. It would have been so much better than the crap they got. Because, what they got was just a generic Ron Howard crap-ass movie that's going to fade in time.
But what about Rian Johnson? If that's what he did, they let him have the full reins.
You got to keep... That's the thing, is you got to keep what the nostalgia factors going and not burn them down to a crisp.
Burn it up.
No. I know you want that, but you shouldn't if you want them to succeed.
I'm not going
to
burn it!
The different ones that aren't completely about the main storyline. That's where you turn them up.
Well, they should have got rid of them.
Because I mean, the Avengers movies, they're pretty like, I mean, minus this last one, they were pretty cookie cutter kind of things.
Do you think that Kathleen Kennedy was behind the idea of doing 7, 8, and 9, or do you think Disney did that?
Disney did that.
Because I bet if they wouldn't have done a 7, 8, and 9, mm-hmm. and they just would have been like, here's a whole new Star Wars.
Yeah.
And it just is about Rey and Kylo. It has mm-hmm. nothing to do with Skywalkers. Nothing.
Yeah.
It would have been better.
Yeah. I don't know. They had everybody slated from the old one to come back, contract-wise.
Right. But they didn't have to do that.
They didn't. But, I mean, obviously, people, the nostalgia of seeing all three of them, if you did the characters justice, it would have been great. Like, they liked Han in The Force Awakens.
I just didn't
like the fact that he died.
He wanted to die.
He wanted to die.
He hates that character.
Yeah.
But he's still going to be Indiana Jones. Doesn't make any sense. Mm.
Can't believe they're making another one of that. It better not have aliens in it, man. That's
Dude,
all I'm
I
saying.
Hope it has even more aliens. I hope he has an alien sidekick
he
that
is in
replaces
outer space
Shia
now.
LaBeouf.
Yeah.
What if he's on the Millennium Falcon, but he's dressed as Indiana Jones? He's like, I found this old heap of junk.
That would be
hilarious. In Egypt under Petra. That would be great, actually.
Crossover, man. Yeah, best crossover.
Crossover with himself.
Mm-hmm.
He is also Han Solo. And Chewbacca's just there, next to Shia. And Shia's riding him like a horse. It's my movie.
Shia?
Actually. Yeah.
Oh, LaBeouf.
Yeah, because he was
thought
in
you were
the...
talking about Pinello's dog.
Pinello's dog riding Chewbacca like a horse.
That would be great.
That would be amazing. That mm-hmm. should be your next Photoshop right there, dude. Mm-hmm. That'd be great. All right, man. Well... You don't seem very excited about this. I'm very excited about it.
I'm not excited about having to pay another $10
a month.
I
am. Well, that's... Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, we won't have to, though.
I might cut out Netflix, honest to God.
It's on Basement Brain site. I mean, anything you want to watch, it's on there, you know?
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, Netflix has a lot of stuff. Dude, I watched... Have you seen this movie on Netflix called Anon?
Mm-mm.
It's got Clive Owen in it. And, what's her name? Amanda Seyfried.
Okay.
I watched it the other day while I was working. It is the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. I'm going to tell you what it is. I'm going to tell you the whole plot.
Go for it.
Takes place in a nondescript future.
Okay.
Where privacy doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Clive Owen is a police officer.
Okay.
They all have some type of weird implants in their eyes or something. They don't really tell you how it works or why it works. Basically, you see through his eyes a lot. It's first-person perspective, and it scans objects, and it tells you about them. So, like, it'd draw a box around your face. It'd be like, Colby, occupation, graphic designer, wears these clothes, makes this much money, like, everything. He's mm-hmm. a cop. And so the movie starts, first 15 minutes, people coming into his office be like, this lady at the hotel stole from me! And so then he would look at the lady, and he would access her memories. Go back in time, see the thanks for the host, Sam, and see the memories of the maid,
mm-hmm.
and then he would find out her name, access her memories, and see if she actually stole the thing, okay? Or like someone got murdered, mm-hmm. so then he would look at the victim's memories, and then he would see who shot him, and then he would look at who shot him's memories and see where they are right now, and they'd go arrest him, okay? So it's like that's the premise,
okay?
A lot of first person scanning and. Gooeys and stuff on the scene. He's walking down the street one day and he sees a man of Seyfried and it says no data. He's like, what? No data? And he gets to the office and then inside the office, coincidentally, She's been murdering people. Okay? What she does is she takes over their perspective. Like, she hacks their perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So they see what she sees. So a lot of, like, five or six times in the movie, you just see this revolver in front of the camera, like, a la Doom. And then, stop it! What are you doing? Don't do this! What are you doing? And pop! They die. Okay? So, like, hey, Sam, how are you doing, man? Morris closing their eyes comes into a play here. All right? You already solved the movie. Okay? Dude, I'm jealous. I want a new iPhone. I mean, I don't, but I do. Like, I want it to be free.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. Anyway, so he goes undercover to get this lady to come out of hiding.
How does he go undercover?
Because she's a fixer. Okay? That's what she does. They figure out she's been murdering her old clients. So, like, someone does cocaine and he doesn't want his girlfriend to know. Because you can send people your memories. Like, from what it looks like, only cops can access them without your permission.
Yeah.
But, like, I could, like, if I was your girlfriend, I'd be like, what were you doing Thursday night, man? And then you'd be like, I was at home. And she'd be like, prove it and send me your Thursday night. And then she could watch it. But you were actually doing cocaine off a hooker's butt. Okay? This lady comes in and she fixes it. She patches over it with you just being at home. But the problem is that a week later she comes and she kills you. Okay? Oh. So he goes undercover as stockbroker. He has sex with a hooker. He does his duty for the police. Okay? And then he posts on the message board, I need this gone. And so she shows up. 30 minutes of this, we tracking her. We know where she is now. Blah, blah, blah. They didn't really track her well enough. She changes her digital footprint. So he's got to do it again. Well, this time, because it was so shoddy, so roughly planned, she looks at his fake history, because he's obviously a police officer, so someone on the police force had to patch over that he's a police officer to make him a stockbroker. They didn't do a good a job. They're not as good a hacker as Amanda Seyfried. So she looks and she notices, oh, wait, there's a little frame in here that shows a cop. And though she accesses that cop's memory and she sees Clive Owen and she's like, he's a detective. So then she goes to his house. She holds a gun to him, okay? This is the stupidest thing. Get ready for the stupidest thing of all time. They just have an intense conversation, and then she leaves. But, on the way out, she starts torturing the man. Like, he goes out in the hallway, and then all of a sudden, the hallway's on fire.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
He's walking down he's driving his car, and he thinks, there's no traffic. So he pulls out. There's lots of traffic! She's hacked his eyes. He can't believe what he sees. Okay? 20 minutes of that nonsense. Okay? It's cool to watch. But it means nothing for the plot.
Sure.
Eventually, turns out, he accidentally shot his neighbor. But he didn't shoot his neighbor. Someone shot his neighbor. But the police can't prove that he didn't because she hacked his memories or whatever. It's shown that he killed him. He's like, it's not real, man. I told you she's been hacking me. So they put him on probation. They put him on house arrest, and they watch his house so he can't escape or whatever. Okay, and they're like, pending investigation, you're suspended on house arrest. So they put a guy, like a officer, on his car, like in his car, to watch him. So he's just seeing through his eyes 24/7, the other officer is.
Mm-hmm.
So what Clive Owen does, he lays down in bed and pretends to go to sleep, and he just closes his eyes, goes to sleep. But then he gets up and he just fumbles his way around his apartment, down the stairs, out to the car where the guy's sitting. He punches him in the face and knocks him out. And then he drives, somehow, to Amanda Seyfried's house.
Eyes closed.
No, his eyes are open now because the only cop surveilling him got knocked out.
Gotcha.
So then, for some reason, he knew where she lived, and he's at Amanda Seyfried's house. They explain how he knew, but they don't really explain. It's like, I thought everyone else wasn't paying attention. And he's like, I knew where it was. It's stupid, dude. And then when he gets there, she goes, I haven't been killing anybody. I'm being
hacked. Oh, man, it just gets me rock hard! That's scary a bit there, friend.
Stop it. Thank you, Blue, for killing
me. Yeah, thanks, Blue.
Anyway, she's like, I'm being hacked. Okay? Mm-hmm. So then, they go back to his place to try to figure it out. They get to his place, the cop who was in the car that he knocked out is upstairs waiting for him, shoots Clive Owen. He then switches to their perspective, looks at Amanda Seyfried, he's like, I'm the one who's been hacking you.
And
then she's like, why were you doing this? Just, I thought I would prove myself and we could be together. Well, it turns out Clive Owen actually never got shot. So using...
Oh my God, what?
Using the perspective of this guy's... He figures out where he is in the room, shoots him in the chest, and then kills him. And then Clive Owen and Amanda Seyfried are then on a dock, like, reconnecting over what just happened. And she's like, I want you to know that this whole thing, it isn't about me hiding from you. It's about you. It's about the principle of you not being able to look. And he's like, okay. And then the credits roll.
That sounds fucking awful. What other movie was really bad? The Circle.
I wasted my whole life watching
that movie.
The
Circle was really
bad.
Don't watch The Circle, then. It's really bad, too. That sounds terrible. Sounds like a good time up until the end, and then you're just like, what the fuck did I just waste this entire time for?
Like, I was working and watching, like, Netflix over here, and then they're on the dock talking, and then it's just credits, and I'm like, is it over? Like, they did the twist too quick. It was like, I'm being hacked. The guy who was in one scene that you knocked out is the hacker. Movie's over. It's just like, why was there an hour and a half before this point of the movie? They could have done this in 11 minutes. They could have done the whole movie in 11 minutes, man. It was a waste of my life.
I'm sorry, man. The Circle's just as bad as that.
No, it's not. It can't be.
No, you watch The Circle then.
I can't.
Do it.
I can't handle another depression movie
it's
like
got
that.
Got Emma Watson in it. And
yeah, well, this
Tom
movie
Cruise,
this movie had
Tom
Amanda
Hanks.
Seyfried, and she's naked in it.
Tom Hanks. And I think Patton Oswalt. Could be wrong about
How
that.
How does a movie with that good a cast fail that hard?
Fucking sucked ass. That's what it did.
I'm not watching it, though. All right, I got to catch up on chat. So. Oh. Official player
way up
is,
there, man.
He's out. Yeah. Colby, have you been working out or smaller t-shirts?
Both.
Okay. Expected some type of explanation from
nah,
me, but
that's all you get.
Okay, so. Official player had to wake up at 2:30 this morning because he went to the airport. Why did you have to go to the airport if you're not going?
I had to drop him off.
He doesn't drive. Why couldn't he just stay home? He's 17.
I don't know. Maybe he could drive.
Sam, thanks for the host earlier. Appreciate it. Netflix does have some bad.
Oh.
Bad movies. But, like, this one, like, I just like the cast. Like, I like Clive Owen, you know? And it wasn't a bad movie. It just ended.
Did you ever see that What Happened to Monday movie?
That movie was not good.
No, it wasn't.
That movie was really bad.
It had two pretty good.
Yeah, Willem Dafoe and whatever her name is. Yeah.
She's been in stuff.
Yeah, well, that movie wiped her from my memory.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
She was in Bright, too, which was also not good.
Bright was better than
What
Happened to Monday, though.
Yeah.
Way better. But have we watched any James Bond films? I've watched all of them.
Not all of them.
All of them?
No way.
I've seen all of them.
You have not seen all of them.
I've seen every one.
No, you have not.
Why? Why would you say that?
The old ones?
Yes!
The ones with Sean Connery?
Yes! Roger Moore, Sean Connery, Pierce Brosnan.
No way.
Timothy Dalton, even. George Lazenby.
Nope.
Yeah, I saw them all, man.
No, you didn't.
I can't just say no, I didn't.
I'm saying it right
but
now.
But I did see
you
it.
You got no proof.
You have no proof I didn't.
I have all the proof.
No.
Yeah, tell me what happens to Goldeneye.
Goldeneye.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can definitely explain what happened to Goldeneye.
Okay.
But I want to tell you that that's the worst one you could have picked.
Oh, yeah?
Because I played the N64 game. Everyone played the N64 game 300 million times.
Days
like, why didn't you
tomorrow,
ask what happened
man.
In Moonraker?
I don't know that one.
Like, why GoldenEye? Explain what happened in the most popular James Bond movie. Like, why would you do that one?
Because I don't know. That's the only one I knew. Die Another Day?
You're a terrible lawyer. That is Die Another Day. It's a good one, man.
Is it?
I like Die Another Day.
I think he surfed on a wave in that one.
Die Another Day is really good. Tomorrow's Not Enough is a good one. I like that Pierce Brosnan one.
That's something I learned.
What?
I didn't know you watched all James Bonds
ever. Yeah, dude.
Ever.
James Bonds are great. I love James Bond.
Aren't they in black and white like the old ones?
No, they're all color.
Oh, really?
Every one of them is
yeah, sure.
Is in, I'm sure, yes.
You sure? Then I don't think you've seen
I'm
all
sure.
of them, man.
Well, part of Casino Royale is black and white.
That's true.
But it's new. Casino Royale, you think, was the worst? Nah, I love the new ones. The new ones are my favorite, with the exception of Spectre. I watched Spectre again just the other day because
It was on Amazon Prime, and like I remember I watched it in theaters and wasn't very happy with it. And it's not bad. It's not great. It's too long. It needed better editing. That would have fixed it. There's so much of James Bond just walking slowly or staring in the dark or being ominous or brooding. Like, it's just like, I get it, okay? I don't care. What's the one? Skyfall. Skyfall, probably the best James Bond movie ever made. Loved Skyfall.
It's a really good one.
Loved Skyfall. We actually have this right here. Bond 25, Cary Fukunaga, the new director. He's the guy who did... He just recently did Maniac on Netflix, which is Emma Stone and Jonah Hill. It's supposed to be really good. It just came out Friday. I haven't seen it, but I hear it's good.
Okay.
And then he also did the direction for True Detective Season 1. And most people credit the fact that Season 2 sucked, the fact that this guy left. So he's going to do Bond 25 with Daniel Craig. I mean, like I said, Skyfall is one of my favorites. I feel like they should have quit with Skyfall, moved on to Idris Elba being James Bond. James Bond happened, man. Yeah. You don't care about James Bond?
No.
I thought you liked James Bond, man.
Don't give two shits.
I thought you liked James Bond.
I'll give one shit. I just don't give two shits.
How much? What does that equate to in caring?
There's a million shits.
I'm still confused.
On a scale of one to a million,
uh-huh.
I give one. Not
two. So you don't care?
No, not at all. That's my point.
Why is that so much of a complicated scale?
Because I'm a complicated
one to
dude,
a million
bro.
Scale?
I'm a complicated
You can't
dude.
Even remember what games you like and don't like?
Yeah, no, I can't. What games?
For Colby plays games, but you're going to give yourself a million scale for movies.
Yeah.
Okay. Just seems like a bad idea, dude.
That's very accurate.
I used to be able to get American, but they blocked DNS codes. You have Canadian Netflix. It's weird to me that all these different Netflixes exist.
That is odd.
Like, it's weird. Like, there's UK Netflix, and there's Canadian Netflix.
Different rights for movies, man.
Dude, I
foreign
guess so.
And domestic.
Stupid.
Foreign and domestic.
I don't understand it. It scares me.
I don't either, man.
But
we're going to start and end the show in this weird voice.
Octopussy, dude. Great James Bond movie.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever watch Octopussy?
No.
No, I did not.
I think I liked every James Bond. I watched a lot of them when I was younger, so my tastes weren't very good.
But
like,
about that James Bond man, person man.
I don't really. I think Roger Moore is my favorite James Bond outside of Daniel Craig. I do like Daniel Craig, but Roger Moore had so many good ones. You know.
God, I don't even know or care.
Sorry, man. Would you like to end the show?
Yeah.
Okay, would you... You know, we didn't get to our new... we didn't get to a lot of things that I want to talk about with you.
I know.
Like, we did not talk at all about SpaceX flying a Japanese billionaire, Yasuko Maezawa. He's the first ever private tourist to
the moon?
He's going to fly to the moon, man. He's a tourist.
Oh, they're going to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
He'll attempt to be the first return to the moon in nearly half a century, launching aboard the Big Falcon rocket, which SpaceX is developing. The BFR is a flagship for Musk's vision of creating a permanent, self-sustaining human presence on Mars and testing the behemoth rocket expected to begin next year.
You know that means the big fucking rocket, right?
No, it stands for Falcon.
It's
okay?
The fucking
Musk
rocket.
Doesn't say bad words.
Oh, yeah.
It's supposed to launch in 2023. Ever since I was a kid, I loved the moon. Always there, continues to inspire humanity. One of the richest people in Japan who made his fortune as a founder of the online retailer Start Today in ZozoTown. Announced. So, what do you think, man? Would you go to the moon? It's a 35-story tall rocket designed to launch and land like SpaceX Falcon 9, but also carrying a dozen people on board instead of just satellites. Musk confirmed BFR's design has been changed after receiving questions about new renders of the rocket posted online. Well, I mean, it's a passenger plane for the moon. What do you think, man? Bolanovo says fake news. Freak out the flat earthers, dude. They should provide a free flight for flat earthers.
I like the main one.
Yeah, and then if they go up to the top and people are like, it's fabricated, just open the door and let them out.
Is it fabricated now, bitch?
Yeah.
Is it fabricated now?
That's what they should do.
That'd be great.
That's what they should do.
That's cool, man.
I feel like you would care more about that story.
That's cool. I'll be good, more impressed when they actually do it.
Okay. We didn't get to our new segment, which is this week in our history, which where we played old shows from this week. So it's gone. We don't get to hear two Colby and Bash episodes. We don't get to hear a Seth and Colby episode from 5 years ago.
You're welcome.
We don't four Fill six years content, ago. Bro. We don't get to hear some OTI episodes. So We need a podcast purely on science theories. We don't know anything about science.
We don't.
We can't.
No.
This is just pretend this podcast is your podcast about science theories, because it's
the closest you're going
to get. The extent of our knowledge, to be totally honest. So. So, yeah, I guess we need more than 2 hours, man.
Oh, do we?
We
need like a third show?
We need a third show, man.
Our viewers just aren't there,
man. We need 12 average viewers over 30 days to get a third
show.
Hasn't
happened yet.
That's what you need, man. That's what you need. Well, guys, thanks for hanging out today.
Thanks, guys.
We're going to be back on Thursday.
We'll be back on Thursday.
Watch YouTube videos, call it research, like college.
Yeah, no, thanks, man. I got a job I got to do.
Do earlier streams?
Let's not do that either. If anything, it's later streams.
Yeah, it's a stretch to get Colby here for this show. This is our early show.
No earlier than this, man.
Yeah.
I gotta wake up and pick my pumpkins and.
No, you don't wake up.
No, I wake up at the butt crack of dawn.
No,
sir.
You don't.
I got a lot of morning wood to chop.
You already said this morning, okay? That was a good joke. I can see you're proud of it.
I didn't even know I was making it when I said it.
I don't know if I believe that, but
really
why did. Would you? Why would you admit
That's
it if it wasn't
I'm
true?
I'm laughing so hard because it came out of nowhere.
All right. Well, Colby's lost his mind. So, what about Just Dance streams?
No. Fuck no. If you're dancing, absolutely.
I'm not dancing.
Yeah, then no.
We're gonna do Just Sing at some point, though.
Nope.
We're gonna do Just Sing.
Your
at some
ears
point.
Are going to bleed.
All right. Well, anyway, guys, we'll be back on Thursday. Okay. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks, guys.
We love you.
We love you so much.
Here's all the stuff. Make sure you do it.
Here's the stuff.
Okay?
You forget to turn on the stuff,
I turned
man.
It on right when I meant to.
You forgot to turn it on, though.
Why are you talking to the voice?
Follow us on all the medias. Twitter, the Facebook, Reddit, Instagram. It's all at the Colby. Send the stuff. P.O. Box that number at this
That number. There are audio listeners.
With that zip code. Type exclamation Discord into the chatty there, and then you'll get a link to the Discordy. Join us up and send us stuff, and also get yourself a T-shirt.
Why did your video break?
Did it freeze, man?
Why is your video breaking?
I don't know. It's a real heavy video, sir.
Hey, we broke the stream. It's gone. You broke the stream.
Ah, it's back. We good.
You broke the stream.
It's good.
Broke stream.
We all good.
You need to make us a new one.
I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, make us a new one.
I'm not gonna do
like,
that.
I mean the one that's long.
Nah, I'm not going to do that
either. Yeah, do it.
I'm not doing nothing for you, sir.
Okay. Anyway, guys, thanks for watching.
You don't like Star Wars. I'm not your friend.
I do. I like Star Wars,
no,
actually.
You don't.
I do like it.
Nope.
You don't like it.
No, you don't like it.
I like The Last Jedi.
Well, then you're dumb, and I don't like you.
This is so bipolar.
Yeah.
But anyway, thank you guys for watching.
Thanks, everybody.
We'll be back Thursday.
We'll be back
at 8 p.m. Eastern time, middle of the night for everybody else.
It's also on the screen.
Colby's going to pick.
If you're not audio listening.
Like, why are you just yelling?
Just get on the Twitter.
Your microphone is put away.
The Twitter.
I'm trying to end the show, and you're just screaming at a microphone a million miles away from
me. How do you like Star Wars and not Justin Bieber? I mean, that's a pretty obvious fact. I know it means James.
You just want to keep the show going, just talking chat?
I'm just going to keep doing it. Have a good one, Morris. Bye, balling. Everybody, love you. Do the things. The times are right here. The other stuff's over here. If you're listening to audio, stop and come to Twitch. Because why would you listen? Anywho, that's it for us today on this week's show, the Seth Colby Show. Come back on Thursday, 8
p.m. Can we comment on how you thought JB was Justin Bieber and not James Bond?
No, I knew it was James Bond.
Did you?
Yes.
I don't feel like
I
you
just
did.
Said it was James Bond.
Did you, though?
Yeah, I did.
I'm not sure.
I'm not that stupid. But also, I don't give a shit. Yeah, I thought it was Justin Bieber.
I just like that you're no longer talking to the voice.
I'm all talking to voice all I want to, son.
Okay, bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.